There's a famous comment that the Marshal makes in the Yamshal Shlomo, based on this Gemara and Afrei Zayin Amar Aleph, that the bar mitzvah celebration that we make is because of the fact that the child just became mitzvah v'yoseh. All along, the parents were mechanach the child, they see to it that he does the mitzvahs anyway. So what changed from before bar mitzvah to after bar mitzvah? Why are we throwing a party? What is it, a birthday party? Why do we assume that it's a suvas mitzvah? So he says, based on this Gemara, the Rav Yosef says, he came to the realization, Hashbe the Shamas Leilhoder Abchanina. Abchanina says, God la mitzvah v'yos, Mishen mitzvah v'yos. So he says, whoever will prove to me, whoever will tell me that the din is not like Rav Yudah, that a suma is chayv mitzvahs, so Avdina Yomer Tov the Rabban, I'll make a party for the Talmidim. Why? Bang time at the Chimif Gedina. When a person is mitzvah v'yos, you throw a party. So that's what the Marshal says, that's what it says in the Gemara. Not exactly. You could say that the Gemara means he'll throw a party because he's happy about the Shtikal Torah and not because he's mitzvah v'yos. But that's what the Marshal says. So that's what some of the Poskim say, that if the Bar Mitzvah party is on the day on which he turns Bar Mitzvah, then it has the status of the Sudas Mitzvah, even if he doesn't say any Divrei Torah. If it's approximately near, if it's a year off, then why is it, what does it have to do with his bar mitzvah? But if it's approximately near the bar mitzvah date, but it's not actually that day, so then some of the poskim say it's only considered a sudas mitzvah if the child says divrei Torah, if he's dorish b'divrei Torah. Okay, but this is one of the makaris. There's a famous Ran and Kiddushin, where the Gemara has this on Daf Lamed Ches. The Ran says, and the fact that the Gemara had a dispute whether God la mitzvah v'yosei and Mishaini mitzvah v'yosei, you see that the Eina mitzvah v'yosei does get schar. The woman who shakes a lula, but the Summa who performs mitzvahs, whoever is patam in our mitzvahs and volunteers to do the mitzvahs, does get schar. Just a dispute who gets more, who deserves more schar. The one who's volunteering or the one who's mechuyev to do. But they all agree, gets chas, so you see, there is a kiyum mitzvah. But based on this Gemara that the Rabbein and Tam developed, this whole sheet, that if a woman volunteers to fulfill a mitzvah sesa shaz magrama that she's pata from, she can still recite a bracha. Why? Because, how does it flow from this Gemara? Just because you see that l'shnei adeyas in the Gemara, the only machlekes is who gets more schar. You see that the woman or the suma does get schar when they do the mitzvahs that they're pater from, so therefore it follows that she should say a bracha. How does it follow?
He would have been upset.
What?
He would have been upset that he lost brachas. He couldn't make it.
You see from the whole discussion of the Gemara, he should be upset that he's not saying brachas. So you see that all along he was saying brachas anyway. Yeah, but that's not what the Ran says. The Ran says, you see from the both Lushanis and the Gemara that you do get schar. He doesn't say from Rav Yosef. It sounds like Rav Yosef is doing all, everything stays the same by Rav Yosef. The only difference is whether he's happy this way or that way. What do you mean? How does it stay the same? How does he say brachas now? If he thinks the din is that Asuma is patam kol ha-mitzvah, so how does he say brachas? So you see from the Gemara that he's saying brachas and nothing else changes. Yeah, that's what you see from that's what it appears from the Gemara. Others say it like that, but the Ran in Kiddushin, I don't think says like that. The Ran in Kiddushin says differently. It says from the whole dispute whether God la mitzvah v'yosei, God la shenim mitzvah v'yosei, just the question who gets more schar. But the Isha does get schar, so why does she get any schar? You see that there's a kiyum mitzvah. Also, this led the Rabbein Tam to say that the Isha says a bracha. Because there's a kiyum mitzvah, therefore you say a bracha. What does that mean exactly? Why does it follow that you say a bracha? So the Tosis quotes the Rabbein Tam, if they have it Bahar Chova. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah and other Mesichtas, Tosis in Kiddushin. A few Mesichtas Tosis quotes. First, the Rabbein Tam starts off with the premise that bracha levatol is only the Rabbanah. Bracha sheinet tzricha is on bracha levatol. Bracha sheinet tzricha is only with the Rabbanah, and Sanan Isa derais. That's a debatable point. The Gemara says, whoever says a bracha levatol is over b'loisiso. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's an Isa derais. So the Balei HaTosis hold that it's not so. The Balei HaTosis say that it's only an asmach. It's not an aver derais. Morgan Avram thinks that according to the Rambam, it's an Isa derais. The Rambam quotes the Gemara Kitzura, so it sounds like he thought that it's an Isa derais. So Tosis is working with the premise that it's only an Isa derabbanan. Then Tosis has a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah where the Gemara has a machlokes. The Gemara has a machlokes whether Noshim Samchas Rishus or not. When a man brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, some carbonus, not all carbonus. Mishnayos tell you which carbonus he needs smicha on. So when a man brings a carbon, there's a din. Zabrel b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yisrael b'lo b'nos Yisrael. What do you mean b'lo b'nos? The first pasuk in Vayikra. What do you mean b'lo b'nos Yisrael? The women can't volunteer carbonus. The Gemara says no. Zabrel b'nei Yisrael. So the next pasuk says Samachis Yada that he does smicha. So the din of smicha is only by men, not by women. So a woman is not obligated to do smicha. Is a woman permitted to volunteer smicha? Absolutely. Taisus Giras in the Gemara Chagiga. Absolutely not allowed to volunteer to do smicha. If you're not obligated to do smicha, then you have no heta to do smicha. What do you need a heta for? Because when you do smicha, you have to lean on the animal b'chol koichoi, to the extent that if you take away the animal, the person would fall down. Smicha b'chol koichoi. Smicha b'chol koichoi is avoida b'kotshim. It's a carbon. The pasuk says lasave b'chol sherech v'lasogas b'chol sanech. There's an isa giza b'avoida. Even by a kotshim kalin, b'chol is a kotshim. Even by kotshim kalin, kavachem kotshim kotshim. So Zenisa Giz Vavaidan or Karbanis, so how is anyone ever allowed to do smicha? Akzeres HaKasav, that's an exception to the rule. So the one is Mechiv, the men who are obligated on those Karbanis when they're obligated to, then they're permitted to do smicha b'chol koichem. On those Karbanis where the men are not obligated to do smicha, or on those Karbanis where women bring, and we darshan Dabel b'nei Yisrael samchem yeh b'nei Yisrael samches, the miut goes on women from smicha, there's no miut from women bringing Karbanis. Meaning the women never do smicha. So whoever is not mechuyav to do smicha is not permitted to do smicha. And whenever the Gemara has a machlokes whether a smicha by Asham Metzora is the raisa de Rabban. And this week said it. Smicha by Asham Metzora doesn't say chumash. So the Gemara has a machlokes, so Tosis points out, if it's only the Rabbanon, so how are you allowed to do it? So Tosin says, obviously it's going to just be an imitation smicha. It's not going to be b'chol koichoi. You're not allowed to lean. Whenever you're not obligated to do minatar, then you have no heta to lean. So how can there be a machlekes satanayim whether noshim samchas rishus or not? If the women are not mukhiv, so there's no heta to do smicha. That's what Tosin holds. There's no heta to do smicha. That's their giris in the Gemara Chagiga. So the way they have the giris in the Gemara Chagiga, Gemara says, bakufi yadaichu. When the women came to bring karbanos on the Beis HaMikdash, they felt bad why they're excluded from this mitzvah of smicha. So they wanted to be able to be equal to the men. So they wanted to do smicha. So there was a machlokes satanaim. So after the tanaim said, do smicha bakufi yadaicha. Kufi is the Aramaic for floating. Put your hands on top of the korban, but don't lean on the korban. You're not allowed to lean on the korban. It's just imitation smicha. They don't really have any kiyum on this. It's just a zechel smicha, an imitation smicha. And that itself is a machlekes satanoim, machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Whether the women are permitted to do an imitation smicha. What's the machlekes, whether they're allowed to do an imitation smicha? What's that? This? What's wrong? What's wrong with an imitation smicha? So Tosis explains, the shaila is, whenever you do an imitation mitzvah, there's a chashash, shema yovel l'dei takola. What could possibly be the takola? Take for example, the Gemara says in Sukkah, if you don't have an esrog, Loyavi loy rimon v'loy parish. You shouldn't use a lemon because it's not an esrog. So the Gemara asks on the brisa of pshita. Of course you shouldn't bring a lemon. Of course you're not yotzei. What's the chiddush of the brisa? So the Gemara says ma'u detaimu. We're talking about a situation where the whole city nobody has an esrog. So they won't share, and all the dalmina mamiyakim zezeh. So this year we're not going to shake lulav and esrog. So the children may forget, and they'll think that there's no mitzvah of dalad ninim. They never heard of the mitzvah of dalad ninim. They don't see it in practice. They'll think that we learn about it in chumash, and we just don't do that mitzvah b'zmanazah. So go tell them that it wasn't available, that an esrog wasn't available. They'll probably think that you're not mechuyav to go spend money to buy an esrog. So the Gemara says in Sukkah, I might have thought that you should bring a lemon, or a rimon, or a parish, some other fruit, and do an imitation of Tilas Dalad Minim, Kadesh Shalot, Tishtakach Taras Dalad Minim. They shouldn't forget that there's such a mitzvah on the books. And shake a Dalad Minim without a bracha. Tell everybody this year shake without a bracha because it's not a kosher esrig. And next year we'll try to get a kosher esrig and we'll say with a bracha. So the Gemara says, Kamashmalan, you shouldn't do that. The Brisa tells us you shouldn't. Layavi la parish velay riman, vilma nafik b'nei churva, takala may come out. And next year, the people will remember that this year we had a little thing that said sun-kissed printed on the outside. Obviously it was a lemon. So next year the children will remember. You can buy a sun-kissed. They won't remember that last year we didn't say a bracha because it's only imitation. They'll remember we had a lemon last year, so they'll think you can use a lemon. So when do you do an imitation mitzvah, kedei shalot tishtakach, taras ha-mitzvah, or for whatever other reason you're interested in, when do we prohibit imitation mitzvahs? So the Gemara gives you the rule, if you're concerned, dil menafik b'nei churva. So here, Tosis claims in Rosh Hashanah, another mesech, this was the machlekes ha-tanaim, what a noshem samchus rishus, or noshem arasuris tadus micha. This is the machlekes ha-tanaim. They're only going to do bakufi yadaycha. They're only going to do imitation smicha. They're not going to do a real smicha. So the machlekes ha-tanaim is, are you concerned dil menafik b'nei churva? Or you're not concerned dil menafik b'nei churva? What could possibly be the churva? Easy. The women are going to see that the men do smicha b'chol koicham. So they're going to do smicha b'chol koicham also. They won't be satisfied with an imitation smicha. You're going to tell them, Bakufa Yedacha, just have your hands touching on top of the korban, don't lean on the korban. So they may make a mistake, or they may on purpose do smicha b'chol koicham. So that's a machlekes ha-tanaim. So how do we paskan on that? That's how Tosis learns the machlekes. Rashi does not learn the machlekes like that. Rashi learns the machlekes ha-tanaim, what anoshim samchus rishus, anoshim are forbidden to do smicha, is a machlekes in regarding the din of Baltosif. That according to some Tanoim, if a woman will volunteer a mitzvah that she's exempt from, she'll be in violation of Baal Tosis. So Tosis says they don't believe that anybody holds like that. Rabbi Yosef volunteered the mitzvahs that he was pater from, even if you hold that assume is pater mikol mitzvahs. There is a concept of Eina Mitzvah Yosef. They don't think that the whole concept of Eina Mitzvah Yosef is mutal b'machlekes, whether it's a violation of Baal Tosis or not. So Tosis thinks that Rashi is not right. That's on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the Makuris. Few places in Shas. So Tosa doesn't accept Rashi that the Machlekes Abir Rabbi Yosi is whether it's Baal Tosif or not. But Tosa's learns the Shaila is, are you concerned about Avik Ben Echor? How do we pass on Aloha Lamaisa? So we pass on that it's Mutter. Noshim Samchus Rishus. They claim based on the Sugi it would appear that we pass on Noshim Samchus Rishus. The same Shaila, would we, a woman is not obligated to listen to Tkiya Shofar because it's a mitzvah sase shehazman grama, mitzvah sase shehazman grama, noshim turais. So what if a woman wants to listen to Tkiya Shofar? So according to Rashi, it's going to be a machlekes, a shayla, she comes to shul specially to hear Shofar. According to Rashi, it's going to be a shayla about Taisa. Taisa says, that's not machlekes, if she comes to shul and listens, in order to be yotzeh, she's medaktik to be yotzeh in the mitzvah, that's not an aver. There's no Baal Tosis. Tosis says the machlekes that the Gemara is talking about, machlekes Abir Rabbi Yosi is, she wants to blow shofar. Because blowing shofar, tkiya shofar, the Gemara says it's a chokhma vein a malacha, it's mutam and atar, but it's also the rabbanim. You're not allowed to blow shofar and any other Shabbos in Yontif. Only on Rosh Hashanah they were never geyser. But makam mitzvah, so the shayla is, but a woman is not mechuyev. So maybe a woman is in violation of the gzeira, the rabbanim. These are the Rabbanon of Kiyo Shofar. Kiyo Shofar is also the Rabbanon Chochma Veinu Melacha. It's forbidden. So is a woman permitted to violate, is a woman permitted to blow Shofar, to violate the Yisad the Rabbanon of Kiyo Shofar in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So Tosis says that's the comparison over here. What was the machlekes? It's a little unclear. What was the machlekes of Yudin Rabbi Yosi Banashim Samchus Rishus? So one could have said, Tosis is not going to learn like that. One could have said, the shaila is, the klal is, when do you allow imitation mitzvah? When there's no chashash, no concern, the menafik b'nei churva. When do you not allow imitation mitzvah? When there is a chashash, the menafik b'nei churva. So one could say, that's the machlekes, habir Rabbi Yosi. Are you concerned, the menafik b'nei churva or not? Are you afraid that the women will do smicha b'chol koich manah? So Tosis says, no. They all agree that there should be a concern. You should never allow anyone to do a smicha, bakufa yadaychu, even just having the hands on top, because of the chashash. Shema yovo l'day smicha b'chol koichon. And the machlokes of Rabbi Yosi is not whether dil menafik b'nei churva or not. They both agree that there's an issa d'rabbanan. Machlekes is, do we permit you to violate an Issa derabanan in order to have a Kiyum HaMitzvah? The blow shofar on what's the mitzvah? Yeah, that's the pella. It's only imitation mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? It's not even a mitzvah. That's a pella in Tosis. There is no Kiyum HaMitzvah. The whole thing is only an imitation mitzvah, the Gemara says in the Chagiga. They last us nachas ruach l'noshim because the women feel bad. So Chagiga tezayin, Tosis quotes. Because the women feel bad that they're excluded from this mitzvah. So we're giving in to them, we're allowing them to do an imitation mitzvah. It's not that they're obligated to do. If she's really a religious woman and she's not a feminist and she doesn't feel bad about it, so we tell a lady, don't do any imitation smicha. Just leave us the carbon and we'll be makarit for you. It's only we're giving in to the women because they feel bad. So that's a pella, but that's our thesis line. Both Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, they both agree that there is a gzeirah. There is a chashash dilmanafik b'nei churva. They both agree that you shouldn't allow anyone to do smicha on a korban which doesn't require smicha min haTorah. Shouldn't allow anyone to do smicha because there's a concern he may forget, he may on purpose do smicha b'chol koichai. And the machlekes Rabbi Yossi is not whether you're concerned dilmanafik b'nei churva or not. They both agree that it is there is an isa derabanan. Machlekes is that you allow an individual to violate an isa derabanan in order to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa. That he's not mechuyevim. So by the tkiya shofar, it's a description of what's happening. You're violating lisa derabanan, tkiya shofar, zazen rabanan, chach nevein malacha. In order to enable the woman wants to blow shofar. Why doesn't the woman listen to tkiya shofar and shul? Why does she have to blow her own shofar? Maybe she's sick at home, and she can't get the Baal Tekir to come home. According to Rabbi Natan, he's giving an Okimta pshat over here. The Pasha pshat in Mar is that we permit women to blow shofar. The woman wants to, she can go to shul and listen to the Tekir shofar and shul. But she doesn't want to. She wants to stay at home, she wants to blow at home. That's the Pasha pshat in the Machlok. So Rabbi Natan doesn't learn like that. Rabbi Natan learns that we permit the Oilam, we should say, let the woman go to shul and hear Tekir shofar. And there's not a machlekes of Baal Tosef, they don't agree with Rashi. There never was a machlekes on Baal Tosef. The whole machlekes only is, for some reason or another, she can't go to shul, and she can't, it's not so easy to get a Baal Tekir to come blow by her. But would we permit her to violate an Issa derabanan, or the henshaila for the Baal Tekir, blowing specially for her, I guess. The Baal Tekir is going to blow specially for the women. Right. So if the Baal Tekir is only going to blow for women, it's going to be the same shaila. But if it's blowing for men and for women, so then there's no issue on the Baal Tekir. It's not in violation of any issa. So we're talking over here a case. The only way the woman's going to hear Tekir Shofar is if she's going to blow herself, or the Baal Tekir is going to blow specially for her. Baal Tekir is going to blow specially for women. So that's an issa. There's an issa Tekir Shofar is asim derabanan. Are you allowed to violate an Issa derabanan in order to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa that you're not mechuyevin? The woman is not mechuyevin tkiya shofar. And how does this carry over to the smicha again? Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Yossi, there's an Issa derabanan not to do akufi yadaychu, shem yovel l'dei takola, the person will lean b'chol koichai. So they both agree to that. And the machlokes hatanaim is that you will permit the women to violate the Issa derabanan of akufi yadaychu, the chashash. Do you permit them to violate an Issa derabanan in order to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa? That they're not mechuyevim. So the shayla is they're not mechuyevim, but they're not even fulfilling any mitzvah deraisa. It's only lasis nachas ruach l'noshim. That's the problem. How Rabbi Natan doesn't fit in so well. So the Rabbi Natan describes that's the machlekes satanoi. That's what's going on here. That's what the Gemara made a hashvor. The Gemara made an equation between the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether you're allowed to do smicha, whether the women are allowed to do the imitation smicha on the korbanos or not, and the shaila over here in Rosh Hashanah, the fourth parak, Daf Lamed Gimel, would we permit a woman to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So he says a third example of this machlekes would be, it's also a jump. Third example would be, I'm not allowed to say bracha levatola, bracha shenit smicha. That's an issa derabanan. He starts off with, not like the Rambam. That's only an Issa derabanan. But if a person does a mitzvah without a bracha, then the mitzvah shalom bishleimus. If the person does a mitzvah with a bracha, that is considered a mitzvah bishleimus on the level of deraisa, you don't have to recite any brichas on mitzvah. So all the mitzvahs are bishleimus with or without a bracha. But on the level of the Rabbanan, a mitzvah that's performed without a bracha is considered a mitzvah shalom bishleimus. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam learned. One could have disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. This is how he's assuming, that to perform a mitzvah without reciting a bracha is considered an incomplete kiyam mitzvah. So the shaila is, so now it's really not the same question. The shaila is, do we, machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi, would we permit a woman or a suma to recite a bracha, which is a bracha levat tola, not even the bracha shein tzvicha. She doesn't have to say, the suma doesn't have to say the bracha. But he wants to say, the suma, the isha, wants to say the bracha and the mitzvah that they're volunteering, in order that the mitzvah, the volunteering should be a mitzvah b'shleimus, because a mitzvah without a bracha is midirabbanan shalom b'shleimus. So they want to fulfill, but it's only midirabbanan shalom b'shleimus. On the level of the rice, it is b'shleimus. It's not the same as the other case. If the Rabbeinu Tam is pulling the wool over our eyes, he's making a comparison over here. He says the woman wants to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimus. She wants to volunteer netilas lulav. Gizuntahei, shake the lulav. Okay. Shake the lulav. You're going to get reward. You're going to go to Olam Haba. You're going to get schar. More schar, less schar. You're going to get schar. So this is a kiyama mitzvah. But she wants to have the mitzvah bishlei musa. So would we permit her to violate the nisa derabbanon in order to enhance the mitzvah of netilas lulav, to elevate it to the level of a mitzvah bishlei musa? So he says, this is the old machlekes of Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. How did that become the old machlekes of Yehuda Rabbi Yosi? The two cases that the Gemara put together were not even equal according to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is after stretching it over here. How do you formulate the machlekes over here? Do we permit an individual to violate an aver derabbanan? In one case, the aver derabbanan is to say a bracha levatol. In one case, the aver derabbanan is to do imitation smich, which is asim derabbanan because of gzeira. Shamli over the day smicha b'chol koicha. In one case, the aver derabbanan is kiyah shofar is a chachma veinu melacha. That we permit an individual to violate an aver derabbanan in order to fulfill the mitzvah that they're mechuyevin. They have no choice. That's not a machlokes. In order to fulfill a voluntary mitzvah, or in order to enhance the voluntary mitzvah. The women are not mechuyevin netilas lulav. They want to volunteer on their own, and they want to volunteer to do a mitzvah bishlei musa. So do we permit them to recite the bracha levatole in order either to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa that they're potter from, kiyah shofar, they're potter, in order to enhance the mitzvah that they're volunteering, that should elevate it to the level of a mitzvah bishlei musa? So somehow this had the Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara. So the first notch in this Rabbeinu Tam's description of the machlokes HaTanaim was the premise that if a woman volunteers a mitzvah, says the Shazman Gram, that there is a kiyama mitzvah. There are those who disagree on that premise also. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the wrong quotes of Rabbeinu Tam. No! How can you argue on that? The Gemara just had a debate. Whether she gets more reward or the husband gets more reward from shaking the lulav, but reward she does get. So you see that there is a kiyum mitzvah. Thus he can't debate. There certainly is a kiyum mitzvah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says there's a kiyum mitzvah, but without a bracha it'll be shalom bishlei musa. With a bracha it'll be bishlei musa. More perfect mitzvah. A lot of assumptions over here. An awful lot of assumptions that bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara says zayv balay sisa. So all the Bali Ateses, they all said, no, it's only an asmach. The bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. How did they know that bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan? Maybe it's really an aver derais. I don't know. That's how the Bali Ateses understood. Bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. Then he assumes that if you fulfill a mitzvah netilas lulav without a bracha, the mitzvah shalom bishlei musa. You fulfill netilas lulav with a bracha, it's a mitzvah bishlei musa. How does he know that the bracha enhances the kiyum mitzvah that makes it into a mitzvah bishlei musa?
Can it be that the Rabbeinu Tam and Rama go to Shushan because Rabbeinu Tam quoted the Tosos that it's only the
Rabbeinu
Rama
who
says it's
not
the
Rama. Could well be. Could well be a Lishitos, but it could be that the Rambam may have had a totally different shot than Gemara. Also Lishitos, the Rambam cannot learn like this. Yeah, the Rambam probably had a different shot than the whole Gemara. This Rabbeinu Tam is always fantastic. But this one is really fantastic. Means that they're mechuyev to do mitam minig. When you say chati halam reshchoidesh, it's a minig. So the Rabbeinu Tam says you say a bracha because it's a minig. So he said the Rabbeinu Tam says that women should recite a bracha on the tilas lula because the women have been mekabelit as a minig. So you mechuyev to say a bracha on a minig. Part of the Rabbeinu Tam is the same Rabbeinu Tam, but bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. That's part of the story, that bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, but that's not the whole story yet. How can you say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvois of Tzivanu Likros HaHalel if you're not even mechuyev with the Rabbanan? How can it's mamish doiv sheker? By the women, when they say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvois of Tzivanu al netilas lulav, it's mamish sheker. How can they say Kiddushanu b'mitzvois of Tzivanu sheker? The Mizdama, the answer is that we assume the women have the same kedusha as the men. Atem Tehili Mamlechas Koinim Egoi Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bnei Yisrael Kedushas Yisrael. So the Kedushas Yisrael, what does Kedusha mean? Kedusha means that it's an abstract thing. Oh, he's a holy man. What makes him holy? He fasts all day. He walks barefoot. What makes him holy? He goes to mikveh 5 times a day. What makes a person holy? Kedushana b'mitzvaysa. It's Yivana. If a person, the Rebbeinu Shalom endowed us with Kedushas Yisrael, what mechuyev to do mitzvahs? Kedusha always has to have an afkamina ledina. When you say Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mikol HaRotzois, so the Mishnah tells you what's the relevance Mekudesh in the first parak in Kelim. Mekudesh is Mikol HaRotzois Shem Evim Emenu Ha'imer Shtei Alechem Ayoros HaMekav Eschayma Amor Mekudesh from the rest of Eretz Yisrael. There's a special dinim there. Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the other Ayoros HaMekav Eschayma, special dinim in Yerushalayim. HaRabbais has more Kedusha than Yerushalayim. The Makam HaMikdash has more Kedusha than the Harabais, the Kodesh of Kadoshim, the Azara, the Heichal, every step of the way. You say this is more Kedusha than that. Kedusha means Kedushanu b'mitzvos of Tzivanu. There are enough Kiminis al-Dinah. You say that there's Kedusha's Tfilin. You can use Tfilin to do a mitzvah. The Kedusha's, you say, Kohanim have Kedusha's Kuna. The Kohanim have special mitzvahs that the Israelim don't have. Kedusha always has enough Kiminis al-Dinah. So when the Rebbeinu Shlom said about Tem Tiyuli, Mamlechas Koinim, Ekoi Kodosh, in that all, he said, how does he say it? He should tell the women and the men. He told the women first, and then the men. He told the women and then the men that he's endowing everybody with Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael means Kedushanu b'mitzvos of Tzivanu. So if we assume the women and the men have the same level of Kedusha, so what you're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh the women. It means he was Mechayev the women in the Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. But bottom line, that potter from its successor says van Gramen means, yeah, the true statement would have been if the woman would say the whole truth, she would have said Kiddushana b'mitzvos of Tzivanu uftaranu. He was mekadoshas with Kedushas Yisrael, which means he was mechayvas and all the mitzvahs, but he exempted me. If I don't want, I don't have to. But it's not the same as an Eved Kenayni, let's say. The Rambam writes that an Eved Kenayni has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. He has a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. He doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. With respect to the mitzvahs, I say, shehazman groma, that the Eved Kenayni is potter, he's potter to a lower level than the women. It's not the same as women. Women have a kedushas Yisrael benegir to the mitzvah of netilas lulav, and in principle, they should have been the gwamachuyi, but they have an exemption. If they don't want it, they don't have to bother to do it. Eved Kenayni is not machuyiv at all. Let's say, if an Eved Kenayni will volunteer to shake a lulav, so the Rambam happens to hold that women don't say a bracha either. And the mitzvah says, Hazman Rambam. But if the Rambam would have held like Taisvis, the Rambam would have distinguished and would have said, a woman can recite a bracha because it's a true statement that she said. Kiddushanu b'mitzvos of Tzivanu al netilas lulav. The only thing is, she didn't say the whole truth. She said the truth that's relevant. Truth of the matter is, Kiddushanu b'mitzvos of Tzivanu uftaranu. But everything that she said is true. The Eved can't even say that. The Eved Ken doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael according to the Rambam. Tosis in Gittin writes on that Mem Amar Aleph that an Eved Kenayni who shakes a lulav also says a bracha. Just like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Baalei HaTosafot hold that women say a bracha on Zman Groma, so the Tosis in Gittin says that an Eved Kenayni also says a bracha when he does a Zman Groma. Yeah, that happens to be Tosis Lishitosam. Rav Chaim has a whole piece on the Rambam. Tosis Shita happens to be that when an Eved is Nishtachrer, and the Gemara says in Yibamis he needs a tefillah shniyah, when the goy becomes an Eved Kenayni, a guy sells himself as an Evik 90, then he has to be Malva Tova L'Shem Evik 90. You have to be Malam L'Shem Evik 90, and then he has to be Tova L'Nemik for L'Shem Evik 90, and then he's Chayv and Mitzvahs Ki'isha. And then if the Yodon frees him later on, then he has to have a Tfilo Shnir or L'Shem Geris. He has to go to Mikvah again. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Tfilo Shnir is needed min HaTorah mid Rabbanim. So from the Rambam you see that the Tfilo Shnir is needed min HaTorah. Because the Rambam says that Evik 90 has only a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So after the Yodin is Meshachar him, after he goes free, he has to have a Tfilo Shnir to complete his Geris, that he should become a Yisrael Gomer. So the Rambam's opinion is that the Tfilo Shnir is needed min HaTorah. And Tosis's opinion is, in Tosis we don't have it explicitly, but the Rishonim quoted, and the Mukiyosi quotes it, the Yivam is in the name of the Bali HaTosis, that the Tfilo Shnir is only needed mid Rabbanah. Apparently the Bali HaTosis held that the Eved is the same as Isha, has a full Kedushas Yisrael, he just has an exemption from certain mitzvahs called Man, that he's an Eved. Once the Yodan frees him, and he no longer has the status of Eved, and then no longer has the exemption, so Mimele is Mechuyev, he remains Mechuyev, and all the mitzvahs, because in principle even Kozman, he wasn't there, but he had the full Kedushas Yisrael. So that's what leads the Bali HaTosis to understand that the Tfilo Shnir, after the Eved is Mishtachrer, Tfilo Shnir, the Shein Geiris, is only needed with the Rabban. So Tosis Lishitasim holds that just like an Isha can recite a Bracha on a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, and Evik 90 can also recite a Bracha on a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. That's the Tosis in Gitnam, Daf Memem and Aleph. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to bring out this idea that according to the Rambam, lo lo meisha, the Gzereshova lo lo meisha, that they have the same status. Lo lo meisha teaches you that a get shichar needs ksiva l'shma, because it says by a get because of law, sefer pieces lo l'shma, nchufshela nitan lo. So we learn lo lo meisha that the way to mimshach and evik 90 is ayde shtar, and the shtar shichar has to be written l'shma. You learn out a lot of things from lo lo meisha. So one of the several things that's learned out from Lo Lo Meisha is that just like women are exempt from Mitzvah Shas Magram, so too Evik 90 is also exempt from Mitzvah Shas Magram. So I want to emphasize that according to the Rambam, it's not the same. It's not that the Eved and the Isha are on the same level. The Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael, but she has an exemption from certain mitzvahs. The Evik 90 is considered Ka'akum b'negir to the Mitzvah Shas Magram. If the Rambam would have adopted Shitas HaTosis that a woman can recite the bracha on a mitzvah Shazman Grama, he would have said it only by women and not by Eved. It's not true. The Eved can't say Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al netilus lulav. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael b'negiyat lulav. The women do have. It's true. Kedushanu b'mitzvah and Kedushas Yisrael means v'tzivanu. There's no Kedusha arti lois. No abstract Kedusha. The Kedusha means Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al netilas lulav, except that they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. Okay, that's it. The two, the Rishonim present the Rayas HaRabbi Natam, the Hoychochas Rabbi Natam, from the story of Rabbi Yosef, is presented in the Rishonim two ways. How did he see from Rabbi Yosef in the story that even a person is potter from the mitzvah, volunteers it, says a bracha anyway? So the simple Hoychoch is, the only difference Rabbi Yosef is making is going to throw a party this way, that way. What do you mean? That's the whole difference. Is he allowed to say a bracha on that? Now he's not allowed to say a bracha. So that the Tosis is not happy about. Tosis rejects that right here. Tosis thinks that even if you hold that Assum is part of Mikala Mitzvahs, they think he's chayv mid Rabbanon. No, if he's chayv mid Rabbanon, if he's chayv to do mid Rabbanon, so then of course he says the bracha, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu. So according to the way Tosis suggests that even if you hold that Assum is part of Mikala Mitzvahs, he's chayv mid Rabbanon. So what does Rabbi Yosef say? First he thought he's going to throw a party. He thought Godel Mishena Mitzuva Yosef and Misha Mitzuva Yosef. So he says he's going to throw a party if someone will establish that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Suma is Pata Mekal Mitzvah, he's going to get more reward. Why is he going to get more reward? He's Mitzuva Yosef. However you hold these, he's either Mitzuva Men HaTorah or Mitzuva Men HaRabbanon. I mean, Mitzuva Men HaRabbanon is a lower level, less of a Yetzirah. Mitzvah on the level of the Rice, a big Yetzirah. Mitzvah on the level of the Rabbanon, less of a Yetzirah. There's something a little bit missing over here.
Isn't Sigui implied that it's something that you have to deal with? So when the woman succeeds, she doesn't necessarily have a deal,
she's puffed from it. Right. But she starts off as having the Kedushas Yisrael, which means by definition, a tzivui, an obligation to do mitzvahs. But then, bottom line, we say she's not on the, she's not b'chuyiv to do all the mitzvahs as the men. We give her a break. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
But based on the fact that she has the ability not to do it, there shouldn't, it shouldn't have, maybe she should just say, she was given the option, it would be a better, use a point that says I was given the option, but I'm
but we're so pushing
the word,
to, right.
The word sibui implies that it's...
You're right, sibui means you're obligated to do it, right. It's a contradiction to say kishon v'sos v'tzvanu v'torano. Yeah, but you have to say something like this because otherwise the kedushas yisol of the women is on a lower level than that of the men, and the chumash doesn't seem to say that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kasoyim leveis yankav v'sagi levenei Yisrael, atem tiuli mamleches koinim egoi kodosh." That's what Moshe Feinstein writes in his Chumash. You see from the chumash that the kedushas yisol of the men and the women is the same level. And kedushas yisol means kidushon v'mitzvos v'tzivano. So you have to say the women are mechuyev and everything that the men are mechuyev. If they're mechuyev and less, so it's less lower level of kedusha. But they still have a lower level of kedusha than the Kohanim. The Kohanim have more mitzvahs, so they have a higher level of kedusha.
Why can't we just say that it's kishon b'mitzvos that they get the ability, but they don't have to do it? I mean, why does it mean they're on a lower level? Because they don't have to do it.
A nochri can also volunteer, but a non-Jew can also volunteer to shake a lulav. There'll also be a kiyum mitzvah as an ena mitzvah v'yosu. But we don't say because the nachri has the option, if he wants to, he can volunteer it. We don't say that he has a kedusha. He doesn't have a kedusha. Kedusha means you're mechuyev to do mitzvahs. Kedusha means you're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs. So again, there are two versions of what. How did the Rabbeinu Tam see from the story of Rabbi Yosef that the women can say a brocha? So one version is, you see that nothing changed. Nothing changed. Obviously, all along he was saying brachas. He wasn't concerned if he's not chayiv a mitzvah. So how is he saying brachas? That's it, right? That one of volunteers a mitzvah can say a bracha. Yeah, but that version of the Rabbeinu Tam is questionable because Tosfos over here suggests that mistamim midrabbanan is chayiv a mitzvah. Mistamim midrabbanan he would be chayiv a mitzvah. That's why the other version of the Rabbeinu Tam was that the whole nafkamina, the Gemara has a nafkamina, who gets more schar? That's how the Ran presents it in Kiddushin. The two versions, but the whole like Rab Chanina, not like Rab Chanina, who deserves more reward? The one is Mitzil V'yos, the one is Eni Mitzil V'yos. Let's say Netilos Lulav, the man or the woman, forget about Tzuma. Happens the Gemara here is talking about Tzuma. Other Gemara is talking about Noshim. So you see from the fact that the women get schar, forget about higher schar, lower schar, the fact that there is schar, you see that there is a kima mitzvah. So that's what motivated the Rabbeinu Tam to say, if there's a kima mitzvah, so you can already say a bracha. A bracha is to enhance the kima mitzvah, that it should be more bishle musa. We permit you to violate an avera, the Rabbanon, because the din is like Rabbi Yudah, the machlegs Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, he passed like Rabbi Yudah. Nashim samchus rishus. What is it? Rabbi Yosef, he passed like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. We permit an individual to violate an Issa Derabbanan in order to fulfill a voluntary mitzvah, in order to enhance a voluntary mitzvah.
Right, doesn't Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, Tezus quotes it there, quote the Gemara Gemara by, so still you'll, according to our Tezus, you'll still have the Kasha. And how do you have a Raya Lagabe Noshim where there all it is a Kiyam? But here, maybe you only have a raya because there's a chiyuv in the rabbanon.
Yeah, but the debate in the Gemara leave out this context. It happens here, talking about the sumo. The debate was an abstract whether God ham suviyos and mishenim mitzuviyos. Every enim mitzuviyos. There are enim mitzuviyos who are not mechuyev even in the rabbanon. Noshim in zman grama not even mechuyev in the rabbanon.
His deek is because he's saying it in Epshin.
That's how the Ran presents it. You're right. In general, the Gemara says, "Machlekes, but you get more schar, less schar, but schar you get." So you see that there is a kiyama mitzvah. So in order to enhance that fulfillment of that kiyama mitzvah that one is doing, we would pass them like Rabbi Yosi, Reb Shimon, that you're allowed to violate an Issa Derabbanan in order to enhance the kiyama mitzvah that you're doing, the voluntary kiyama mitzvah. Yeah. It is not a problem. The Meiri deals with this problem. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch that if it's raining on Sukkot, you put them in on Sukkot, because mitzvah put them in on Sukkot. Teshu came to do. So what if a person wants to sit in Sukkot in the rain? So the Ramah says that the Apata, he quotes the Yerushalmi, called Apata Manadava Vyaseh, and Nikra Hedyot. He's an idiot. Hedyot is the Greek word for idiot. There's a coin Hedyot. An idiot means a commoner. A coin gottel, and there's a coin hedyot, a plain coin. So hedyot by us means an idiot. Hedyot in the Loshon HaGemara means a commoner. He's a poshut individual. So the Ramah says that there's no kiyama mitzvah. If he's sitting sukkah in the rain, there's no kiyama mitzvah. Kol apata manadav v'yasei nikra hedyot. Tosfos Menachos quotes it b'negiah to sirtut. There is a din that. That a mezuzah needs sirtut. You have to scratch out lines before you write the ksav shema bal yom shemaya. And the tefillin does not need sirtut. So what if a sofer will make sirtut on the tefillin? So Taisa says, that's ridiculous. Why should the tipish bother to make sirtut? Why should he do such a foolish thing? Unless he's afraid he's going to write sloppy, and the lines won't be even, so he does sirtut in order to guide him. Okay, that's a hider mitzvah. It's a different story, Taisa says. But if he's not concerned, he's not afraid he's going to make sloppy lines. He's going to make good lines. He just wants to be machmer to do sirtut. What do you mean machmer? He's not a kohen, he's going to be machmer not to be mentam elameis. So that's ridiculous. So Taisa says, kol apatam adava v'yasein nikra hedyot. If you put it from a mitzvah, there's no kiyama mitzvah when you're fulfilled. So how does the Gemara here have a machlokes who gets more reward? He gets more reward, or the mechuyi b'dover gets more reward. Why should he get reward? I should say nikra hedyot. There's no kiyama mitzvah at all. That's the Meiri quotes this kasha from the Ramban, from other Rishonim. So basically, the teretz is, bottom line, the basic teretz is, when are you nikra hedyot? When there's no kiyama mitzvah. When do you get schar? When are you not nikra hedyot? When there is a kiyama mitzvah. If you sit in sukkah and it's raining, the halacha says there's no kiyama mitzvah. If you do a sirtut on the tefillin, then there's no kiyama mitzvah. If a woman shakes a lulav, there is a kiyama mitzvah. But yeah, but we just shifted the question. The first question we asked was, it says kol apatam adav yaseh nikra hedyot, and here it says he gets schar. So the answer is when he nikra hedyot, when there's no kiyama mitzvah. When you get schar, when there is a kiyama mitzvah. So now the question is, how do you decide when there is a kiyama mitzvah, when there's not a kiyama mitzvah? But that's what the Meiri has different suggestions.
There's a mitzvah that you should destroy on everybody. But here there's no mitzvah, this year, there's no mitzvah on this man either, there's no mitzvah on anybody.
Oh, shaking a lulav, the men are mechuyav. The women have the same kedusha as the men. So if the woman volunteered, in principle, she should have been mechuyav. But sitting in sukkah in the rain, no one is mechuyav to sit in sukkah in the rain. So that's nikra hedyot. You're doing sirtut on the tefillin, doesn't fit in with anything. So that there's no kiyama mitzvah at all. So that's what the Meiri has different suggestions. How do you determine when there is a kiyama mitzvah? There's not a kiyama mitzvah. Good question. Let's say in Mogen Avraham has a machlekes achreinim. If a kohen duchened already in his minyan, and then there's a chassidish shtibel where they daven 2 hours later than the regular shul, and they don't have any kohen there, so they ask him to do them a favor. You should come over and duchen by them. So he says, fine. And he goes and he duchen. So the Gemara says, the Kohen is not obligated to duchen more than once a day, every day, even when called upon. If you don't call upon the Kohen to duchen, so there's no chiv to duchen at all. It says, Kosabach is b'nei Yisrael, amor lohem, amor lohem. So the pshut shel mikra, amor lohem, means the Kohanim should say the following text to the b'nei Yisrael. Amor Kohanim should say lohem to b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Amar lahem, we should request of the Kohanim that they should duchen. That's how it says in the Targum Onkelos. Amar lahem katem lahom. They should give us the bracha when we demand it of them. That the only time they're mechuyav to duchen is when we call upon them to duchen. So we have the practice, the Ashkenazim have the practice many centuries already. We don't call upon Kohanim to duchen all year long, only on Yom Tov. All year long we don't call upon them to duchen. Everybody's rushing to make a living. So everybody's in a rush, so we don't have time to do it. So we don't ask them for the bracha. And Yom Tov, we do ask for the bracha. So what happens? So all year long, we don't call upon them to duchen, so they're not mechuyav to duchen. What about if we call upon them to duchen twice in the same day. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, they're not mukhiv to duchen the second time. If it's the same minyan and the duchen shachris, we call the pandem a shachris to duchen, and we call the pandem a musaf to duchen, so then the Mishnah says in Tainis, that was a takana satanai, that the mukhiv to duchen midirabbanon the second time in the same day. Once for shachris, once for musaf. So then of course they're going to say a bracha when they duchen the second time. There's a mitzvah midirabbanon. But the shaila is, let's say, most places the practice is the kanam only duchen by musaf on Yom Tov. So let's say the kohen duchen they're ready in the first minyan by musaf, then they ask him to stay for the next minyan, he should duchen there by musaf again. He's not mechuyev, not minatar, not midirabbanon to duchen a second time in the same day. Not mechuyev at all, even midirabbanon to duchen. It's not like shachris and musaf, that was a takana satanoim, to duchen by the same minyan. Shachris and Musaf, that's what the Keren Ora points at. That was a takonis atanoi. Despite the fact that Yiram Luchayim and Atar to duchen a second time of the day, kach tiknu chachamim, but to duchen twice in the same day by Musaf, there isn't even a takonis atanoi. So the Magan Avram, in Hilchus Nisiyas Kapayim, Kuf Chavcheas, quotes a machlekes achreinim, should the Kohen recite the bracha, asher kedushanim b'kedushas u'shalar, and etc. when he duchens the second time. Is that the same as women? That by the Ashkenazim, the practice is like the Rabbi Natan, like the Bali Ataisus, that the women say a bracha when they fulfill, when they volunteer the mitzvah says the Shazman Grammar. So would you say the same thing by the Kohen who's duchening the second time in a day?
The flaw is that the Tzibur has a Chiyuv with Sparit. So can you say that now I can move to be Motzi their Chiyuv? Like,
the tzibur has a chiyuv to get a bracha, yeah? Yotza Motzi.
Now I become a bar chiyuva to be Motzi there.
Could be. That's a shayla. Okay. We'll leave out that opinion. The one of the Rishonim has like that, no? Mishnah Berurah quotes, one of the Rishonim says that there's a mitzvah that tzibur lehizbar. It's a question whether that's generally some that's not the accepted opinion. It's only a chiv on the kohanim to recite the bracha. It's not a chiv on the tzibur to receive the bracha. So that's 2 days in the Magen Avraham Amaisa. The common practice is if the kohanim do say a bracha, if they duchen a second time in the same day, even though they went to two different midyanim to musaf, and there isn't even a chiv in the rabban. Why is the practice that they do? Because in the rishonim you don't have a machlokes. You only have Rishonim to say yes. You don't have Rishonim to say Achreinim. The Magen Avraham has the Machlokes. But in the Rishonim, the only ones who talk about it say that you do say a bracha. Because the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Zayin, I think, the Gemara says they were Tanoim and Amoraim who lived to a ripe old age, and the Talmidim asked them Bameh Harachta Yamim. So each one attributed his longevity to some other Midas Chasidus. So they asked one of the Chachamim Bameh Harachta Yamim. So he said, I'm a Kohen. And whenever I duchen, I always said a bracha. The Gemara said, what bracha? Shekirushan b'kedushas u'shalar, etzivanu, etc. So the Meiri asks the Kasha, the longevity is given as a reward for Midas Chasidus. That's a din. Kol ha-mitzvus kulam u'varach alayim ma'avad la'asiyasam. So what was the Midas Chasidus here? So the Meiri suggests the Teretz is, whenever he would duchen a second time in the same day. The first time in the day, everybody says a bracha. That's not a chiddush. It means he would be called upon to duchen a second time in the same day in a different minyan, where there isn't even a chiyuv to duchen with the rabbanon, and still he would be careful to say a bracha even the second time. So you don't have any other rishonim to talk about the topic. And achreidim, the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes. Rishonim, the only one that we found that talks about it is the Meiri. He says you do say a bracha. But that's why the minig is that the kohanim do say a bracha.
If there's an earlier minyan
doesn't have a kohen, it's the kohen's already done his mitzvah later than it, the duchen. This is the bracha, and then he goes to the later minyan where there are other kohanim alongside. But if you better from not to say anything and to be able to say with the other kohanim or say the bracha, could be, should be, should be, because the Magen Avraham quotes it's a machlokes achreinim. So why is it different, why is duchening a second time different from the women shaking the lulav? Just like you said, sitting in the sukkah in the rain, no one is mechuyev. To duchen a second time in a day, your mom is not mechuyev. No one's mechuyev. So there you can say that maybe there's no kima mitzvah at all. Maybe there's no kima mitzvah at all. So the second minyan is not, Kalapatam Radav Yasendik Rehedyot. Maybe there's no sefer at all. Could well be that there's no kiyum mitzvah. If a woman shakes a lulav, that's exactly what the man is mechayev to do. And the women were given a kedushas yisrael, but they were given an exemption. If they don't want it, they don't have to. But if they volunteer it, so they volunteer what they're mechayev to do. The same thing, the summa. Even if you have the summa, is not mechayev midirabbanan. Even if the summa, but the summa has a kedushas yisrael. Let's say a cherushay to the cotton. Cherushay to the cotton is sick on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save their life? They're Jewish. Of course you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. What are the Acharonim writes? A cotton, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a cotton. That's humorous. But of course you are. A little baby gets sick, so you don't drive to the hospital on Shabbos to take care of the baby. He says the baby's like a guy. So when does he become Jewish? When he's bar mitzvah? That's a joke. What do you mean? Of course the baby's Jewish. A cherushay to the cotton, lab ben echayuveh. They're not mechuyev and mitzvahs means that they don't have kedusha. They have kedushas Yisrael, and kedushas means kedushana v'tzivanu uftarano. Because man is a lot badass, so we're not going to hold them responsible. But the principle, let's say a cherusha to the kotel will volunteer a mitzvah. So of course there's a kiyama mitzvah. There's an enem tzivu v'yaseh. There's a kiyama mitzvah. The same thing for the isha. There's a kiyama mitzvah. The shayla is though for the kohen duchening the second time, it could be that there's mamish no kiyama mitzvah. Could be that there's mamish no kiyama mitzvah. So that depends. You have to look. The Miri quotes different suggestions. How do you decide? How do you determine when ena mitzvah v'yosa is a kiyama mitzvah? When there's no kiyama mitzvah? So one answer is the way you were saying: if men kayetz b'zei would have been mechuyev, and the only reason why she's part of because she's a woman, but the women were given the kedushas yisrael. Yisrael means kedushanim says of tzivano. So that for sure there's a kiyama mitzvah. Yeah, if you say it like that, then the kohen duchening a second time. There's no kiyama mitzvah. And by the summa, for sure, there would be a kiyama mitzvah. The summa has a kedushas Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say the summa is a goy. The summa is a goy. He didn't say that. Summa gets sick on Shabbos. Of course, he mechal Shabbos to save his life. The Achran Amro very upset. And the Tshuvas Halachas Ktanis, he writes, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a cherushay to the kotel. So they say it's like a joke. That's ridiculous. How can you say such a thing? Of course, he mechal Shabbos. Huh? Probably also. He also has a kedushas Yisrael. Has a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. Even according to the Rambam, he has a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. But still has a kedushas Yisrael. There's a Tosfos in the end of Nozit. It's a humorous Tosfos. Rabbi Kevega writes on the side of the Gemara. Wow. Says I never heard of this. Tosfos says if a goy dies. He's only mitami b'magen masa, not mitami b'oil. So Tosfos says in Nevek 9, is dina ka'akum, he's not mitami b'oil. Kivik says he never heard of that. Nevek 9, who dies, is like a goy. Nevek 9 is a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. According to Tosfos, Nevek 9 has a full kedushas Yisrael. But Harai, they hold that the tefillah shniz midirabbana. So how can it be that in Nevek 9 shemais is not mitami b'oil stama pele? But even if you are like the Rambam, the Ravikani only has a mixus kedushas Yisrael, but he's still the mixus is enough to be mitami ba'oil. The mixus should be enough to.
Kedushas Yisrael comes because the chiyuv of mitzvahs, not the etzer. Once he's there, he has the chiyuv of mitzvahs. Only the chiyuv, the fact that he's mechuyev, that gives him his kedushas. Once he's there, he has no
chiyuv. So Jew also once he's dead. A ger. And Nevek 90 is not a ger. But Nevek 90 was a ger. He was Toivel Tvila Vishayda. Either he or his mother, his grandmother. Somebody along the line was Toivel Hashem Geras. He didn't just become an Nevek 90, nothing. So every ger who dies, they say, the Geras was only Mechayev and Mitzvah's closed mind is alive, and after he dies, no. Once he's in his Geir, he's a Yisrael. So that's a topic that's discussed by the Meir here. How do you determine when there is a kiyama mitzvah, when there's no? When do you say nikra edit, there's no kiyama mitzvah? When do you say there is a kiyama mitzvah? He quotes some Rishonim want to say, whatever there's some moral, ethical, or religious principle that the mitzvah is teaching us, then as an ena mitzvah v'yoseh, it's teaching you that lesson. I mean, there are some mitzvahs that don't teach any moral, ethical, or religious principles. What is he talking about? Sitting in sukkah in the rain. So the sukkah teaches you the man yeder derasechem. What's wrong? But the din is teishu kein tadura. If it's raining, so you're not mechuyev. So the mitzvah of sukkah teaches us a religious principle, hashgacha pratis, and so on. But still, if it's raining, say you put, and there's no kima mitzvah at all. So he quotes different suggestions. How do you determine when there is a kima mitzvah and there's not a kima mitzvah? That's an Orach Haim topic. Okay. This is an Ezekiel year. Yeah, let's see the Mishnah. We're up to the Mishnah. Zer chayme ba'adam ibishor. This perek ha'chayvel is a chumah that Adam has that Shor doesn't have. Sheha'adam ha'chayvel b'chaver mishalem nezit sarit b'shev b'sabayshis. Masha'ini came b'shor. B'shor ha'ini mishalem ala nezit. Shor da'azik adam, it means. Shor da'azik adam, even though there's what to pay, nezit sarit b'shev b'sabayshis, he only pays nezit. Let's say Adam Dazik Shor also only pays Nezik. The only time he pays Hamisha Dvarim is Adam Achoyvo Bachaber pays Hamisha Dvarim. I remember when I was a Talmud in first year high school in the Yeshiva, Rav Mendel Zaks, Echan L'Rochi, used to give the Bechinas. So he used to ask very easy questions. And sometimes he'd ask questions that he knew we didn't know the answer. It was impossible he wouldn't know the answer. He wanted to see how we're going to think. So I remember once he asked me whether a naira hamarasa shezinsa is chayv karis or not. So I said, of course she's chayv karis. He said, yeah, that's the pashtus, but there's a taisus harash and yivam, and so I says not so. So you know I wasn't going to know the taisus harash. So I remember here, he gave a b'china when I was in the first year of high school. He said, what's the din? Adam da'azik shor. The same as shor da'azik adam. The Mishnah says you only pay nezik. So Adam Dazik Shor, you only pay Nezik, you don't pay Tzari, pay Shevis and Boishes. So he said, maybe he should pay Shevis? Adam Dazik Shor, the Shor used to have four legs. He used to race in the horse races. It was worth a billion dollars, this Shor. Worth $1 billion Shor. Made a fortune a month. Now I broke off one leg, so it can only be a Shamek Kishuin. What can the Shor do now? What can the Shor do now? So there's Nezik. This Shor used to be worth $1 billion. Now it can't race anymore. And even what it will be able to do later, but it can't do it now. The first month it's going to be laying in the hospital. So it can't do anything now. So he wanted to know, maybe this Shevis should be included in the Nezik. So he said, no. The Allah is, you're only Chayv Nezik, you're not Chayv Shevis. So he says, Avade, but the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Chaim in Paris, says not so. He wanted to see what, he used to ask questions all the time like that, to see how we were thinking. So in this Mishnah, there's a Mordechai. Rav Mendel Zaks is Mordechai. Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Chaim mi Paris. I don't know who that is. Got to look in the history books. Who was Rabbeinu Chaim mi Paris? And the Mordechai was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, so he says the Rabbeinu Meir, probably the Maharam Rutenberg, was masking with him. Here on page 98. On the top of page 98, the first column. And on the days, the fourth line, Rabbeinu Chaim Paris Hayoimer, the Leidomi, the Roshach Shevis, the Beodim, the Shifta, the Havi Bechlal Nezik, by an Odom, Achevo Bachaber, the Hamish Dvarim, Nezik Tzari, Peshevis, and Boshes. But by an Odom, Dazik Shor, so the Shevis is included in the Nezik. The Bezin has to assess how much is he losing. So the Shor used to be worth $1 billion when it was used for horse racing. Now it's only worth $1,000. It can do little jobs. And the next month it's not able to do anything. So that's also included in the Nezek. The Shevis is included in the Nezek. Yeah, we assume not so. We said all along, Shevis is really Minyas HaRevach. It's Mavatal Kisa Shachaber should really be Potter. The only time you chayv to pay Minyas HaRevach is Chevel Bachaveiro, if Hatke bin Runya. Then you pay for the Minhias HaRevach. That's because he did a Maisa Chavola. So that's a special din. Adam HaChayvel Ba'adam is a Maisa Chavola. But Adam HaChayvel B'Shor, Ashor Shachavel Ba'adam, there is no. So Minhias HaRevach, you're not chayv to pay. You only pay Nezik, you don't pay Minhias HaRevach. So this Rab Chaim Kohen, Rab Chaim in Paris, says not so. He says, Adam Da'azik Shor pays Sheves, because Sheves is it falls under the category of Nezik.
Don't you shout the value
of the share, what the value of this share is on the market. Yeah. You walk over, you kill a shooter racehorse. Yeah.
The value of that racehorse on the market was
$2 million.
That's how you shot the value of the share.
That's only temporary. The fact that the share is sick now for a month, that's temporary. And we pass him like Ravin, that temporary is not Nezik. Temporary is that's Shevis Gedoyla. The young Paskin is only Shevis Ktana. There's no Shevis Gedoyla. We pass him that's not Nezik. Nezik is only if it's a permanent damage. If it's going to recover, that's not called Nezik. Even though right now, if I would sell it, Mashuk of itself or less, but that's going to get better later on. So that's only labeled as Shevis. So Shevis is Menias HaRevach. Menias HaRevach is only by Maisa Chavola. Otherwise it's Mavatal Kisa Shel Chaver. I don't think this is the accepted opinion. I think this was just a, believe it or not, this was a collector's item. Like the Taisei HaRosh and Yevamos that they quote. That there's no Kores by the Naira HaMarosh. But he says that Rabbeinu Meir, that's the Maharam Rutenberg, was masking, but he was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. He always quotes the Maharam. Chem Pirush Rabbeinu Meir, Kidev Rabbeinu Chaim. Odom Bayan, Odom Shechava Ba'odom, Shevis not included in Nezek. So then this Chamisha Dvarim, Nezek Tzarip Shevis Boishas. I will sure, Odom Dazik sure, Lachara, sure Dazik Odom should be the same. He's talking about Odom Dazik sure. Should be sure Dazik Odom should also be the same. I will be sure, but there's no Dino Chamisha Dvarim, there's only Nezek. So Pshita the Shevis, Havi Bechal Nezek. Chayav Vishalom Shevis to the shore. You have to pay the nezik and the shevis. I don't think we hold like that. I think we assume that shevis is always menias harevach. Special din by choyvel. By choyvel, chavol is only odom dazik odom. Odom dazik shor, shor dazik odom is not called chavol. I don't think that's the accepted opinion. Anyway, so that's the first line in the Mishnah. This perek. The chamisha dvarim is only by maisa chavol. Odom shalom nezik sarip and shevis and boshes and shor does not. Then the din of the Mevelodis also. Sure, any Mishalem Eloha Nezek, a potem at Mevelodis. As Rashi says, how do you know Shod Azikodim is not Chayach Hamisha Dvorim? He says, Kashit and Ish Bamiso, but Loshor Bamiso. It's a Drosha on Daf Chovo. Then a Shor is potem from Mevelodis, and Rashi tells you it's a Drosha on Daf Mem Beis Amiralki, not Zwa Anoshim, not Kvi Shoharo, the Yotze Yoladeh, so the Gemara has a Drosha on Anoshim. That by Shor, there's no din of the Mevelodis. The Gemara has an exception to the rule. When is there a din of Mevelodis by Shor? So there's a Gemara where the Gemara says that if it's here it is, about 15 lines from the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Omer HaPapa. Shor shenokach es hashivcho v'yotze yoladeh ha-mishalem d'mei v'lodes. The din of d'mei v'lodes by a ben chorin is a chiddush. Why should I pay d'mei v'lodes? What, when a couple has a baby, so the baby belongs to the parents? When I buy a sefer, it belongs to me. So if someone burns the sefer, they got to pay. I have clothing, I have a house. If someone burns it down, they have to pay. It's an odom ha-mazik. When people have children, so the parents own their children. They don't own their children. They don't have any ownership on the children. They're parents. There's a relationship. There's a mitzvah kiburav. Okay. There's all kinds of shibudim back and forth. But not that the parents own the children. So it's a chidush that the Torah says that that you have to pay mevelodis at all. So that chidush hakro only applies ki notz anoshim, anoshim v'lo shvarim, by shore it doesn't apply. But if somebody owns a shivcha k'nainis, he owns the shibchak. Odin owns the shibchak. Nan is kishora v'chamora. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: Shvul lachem poim machamor amadoyim alachamor. I don't know what they need. What do they need? The pasuk amadoyim alachamor is a different thing. On daf mem tesem and aleph on the first wide line. Amadoyim alachamor is a different thing. If there's no yachas, everything lo yachas. That's a different thing. I don't know why the Rambam also quotes that. When he quotes this din of rapups, he quotes Shvul lachem poim machamor amadoyim alachamor. I don't know what the Gemara needed that for. They should have said, the Gemara says a lashon, my time, chamarta ma barta bialma hu diazik. Let's say a farmer owns a chamora, a female donkey, and the female donkey is pregnant. And then a shor is mazik, that shor, the chamora, and she loses her vlad. So of course he paid the mevelodis. That's a sure dazik sure. He paid nezek. How much is nezek? Kamahoy shavalimka bashur kodem hezek. Kamahu shavalimka rach shavlachar hezek. Because the bal habehema, the bal hachamor, owned the chamarta ma'abarta. He owns the chamora with the uber. He owns everything. So if the other shor is mazik, it's a regular din of shor dazik shor. It's not. So the same if an odon owns a shivcha knainis, shivcha knainis is a human being. There's a din of loisirtza. There's a din you have to treat a human being like a human being. Okay, but still, bottom line, the odon owns the shivcha knainis kishor of a hamara. It's like a hamarta ma'abartus. Of course, there's going to be a din of the mevulotus in such a case. The Xeris HaKosub, the Dmei Lotus that the Chumash describes as a Chiddush, called a Chiddush. Even though the Baal Ho'isha, the father of the baby, doesn't own the Uber, the Torah makes a din that you have to pay. What is it? Knas? I don't know. What's Taka Dmei Lotus? The Gemara never says that. It's not. It ought to be Knas. It doesn't belong to Inbechlal. How come Dmei Lotus is never mentioned as Knas? I don't know. It ought to be Knas. It should have been considered Knas. Because it doesn't belong to me. If you burn the house across the street, then the halacha says you have to pay me. But the house doesn't belong to me. So why do you have to pay me? So that should be a knas. Fine, you're paying how much the house is worth, but you're not paying it to the owner of the house who suffered the loss. So the father of the baby, Nebuch, he's heartbroken that his wife lost the baby. He suffered a loss, but it's not a loss in Dinim Amunis. It's not the Bailam in Dinim Amunis in Choshe Mishpat. So why should you have to pay him? So the whole institution of Bnei Lotus is a Chiddush Akra. So there the Pasuk says, Ki notzu anashim, anashim alo ishvan. But if it's a Shivcha Knainis is Muberes, that's a regular din of Nezikin. That's not a Chiddush Akra. So that's a double pasha that you pay. That's the din. The Rambam quotes that din. So the Mishnah says that a shor doesn't pay the Bnei Lotus unless it's a Shivcha Knainis. And a shor doesn't pay Chamisha Dvar. Just the deal with the Shevis, but the Shevis is included in Nezek, most probably not. Okay. Most probably not. Amaka is over the Sima, Veloyasabem Chabur. Maka of the Im is Chayb Misa. The Kalla of the Im is Chayb Misa, Maka of the Im is Chayb Misa. They're both not Chayb Koris. Neither is Chayb Koris. Not everybody's Chayb Misa is Chayb Koris. Let's say if someone is Maka of the Im of Bishogeg, he doesn't bring a Chaptas. Only being a chatas on a dovish is done a koris, then it should give us a chatas. If it's dovish is done a misa, but there's no koris, sometimes that people are chayv koris, they're not chayv misa. Let's say somebody eats chametz b'pesach, somebody eats on Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur, you're not chayv misa. Bo'al achoso is koris, you're not chayv misa. There are a lot of averis that you chayv koris and you're not chayv misa. But there are even averis that you chayv misa and you're not chayv koris, there's no relationship, there's no connection between them. If asabem chabura, then is a chiyuv misa. If lo yasabem chabura, then there's no chiyuv misa. No chiyuv misa, then there's no kamba b'derabmane. Chevel bechaver b'yama kipurim. Chevel chaver b'shabbos. The Mishnah ends off. Chevel bechaver. Hamak, the third line for the end of the Mishnah. Hamak by the tiny letter vav. Hamak of v'ima b'yasabem chabura is chiyuv misa. So even if he did it b'shoygeg, is kamba b'derabmane. That's tanda bechizkia. A chevel b'chaver b'shabbos is chayv misas part of mikurim. Then she would need the meravshes come lebi the rabbinay. But the Mishnah draws a contrast. A chevel b'chaver makel v'vima v'lo yasabem chabura. So there's no chayv misas. So there's no come lebi the rabbinay. So it's a regular case. It's chayv to pay. How can you have such a case? A chevel b'vima v'lo yasabem chabura. How can it be a chevel? So the Gemara says you shaved off the hair. Funny. The Gemara gave a case. How can it be a chavola where? Hatke bin Junya, okay. Hatke bin Junya, so you gotta pay Shevis. You know, you don't have too many cases. Usually Chayvel is gonna be a black and blue mark. It's gonna be Yosavem Chavur. A Chayvel b'chaver b'yam kippur, yam kippur, there's no Miso, so then there's no Kam Levi de Rabmine. Why don't you say that it should become Levi de Rabmine because of the Koreis? So the Gemara said that's a machleg shem Nchunya ben Akone and the other Tanon. Nchunya ben Akone hayoises yam kippurim kishabbos. Because he holds that Koreis is the same as Misa. There's a Mishnah on Lamedal on the base, has all these dinim also. Ish chayv al maaseh shor, pot al maaseh atzma, pot al maaseh atzma, chayv al maaseh shoro. Ketzad. Shor shebi yesh is potter. That's the same as this Mishnah. That a shor shechav al ba'odom doesn't pay boshes. Doesn't pay nezik, tzari, pishevis, and boshes. Only pays Nezek and possibly Shevis, okay. But it doesn't pay the others. Who should be Aisha? Chai b'chamish dvarim. Shor shesime sein abdel hipel ha-shinoi potter. Who shesime sein abdel hipel ha-shinoi chayiv? Rosh ha-yivarim and Evik Nani is yotze b'Rosh ha-yivarim. If the shor does the Hezek to my Evik Nani, The shor does a knocks out a rushim from my yavik 90. So I'm mechuyif to pay my yavik 90 for the chavala. If I knocked out shem v'yayin of my yavik 90, the Torah says he goes free. But if my shor knocks out the shem v'yayin, it's my property. The yavik 90 doesn't go free. I don't have to pay him anything. Shor shechava b'yav v'yim achayiv does not come with the rabbi. Who shechava b'yav v'yim pater? Shor sheitlus agadish b'shabes chayiv does not come with the rabbi. Who? But if the person hid looks like God is b'shabes patim, then should be chayiv b'nafshei, because there's a kamlei b'derabim. So the Mishnah draws a contrast between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that there's only kamlei b'derabim on Shabbos, but they should need them b'nafshei, because he's chayiv nisa. But on Yom Kippur, there's only koreis, so there's no kamlei b'derabim. So the Gemara points out in Ksubis that it's the loke Rav Nechunya ben Akana, shayoyosis Yom Kippur and Kishabbos. How do we paskin? I never dreamt that anybody would pass like Ram Nechunya ben Akana. I don't know the Hagos Ashri quotes from the Oros HaRuah. The din is like Ram Nechunya ben Akana. You shouldn't pass like the Stam Mishnah. Agroi Sechidish. This I didn't hear from Ram Mendelzah. Also a collector's item. Yeah, page 264. The Loik is Sefer HaMikzoyos. Here, the Rosh quotes the Mishnah. On the bottom of the second column, on page 264 in the Rosh, he just, innocent Rosh, he just quotes the Mishnah. Chava b'chavei Yom Kippur chai b'kulam does not come live with the Rabbi. He's just quoting a Mishnah. So he quotes from the Ur Zaru and the Hagos Ashri on the side. The law is sefer ha-mikzoya is diliyah. The Pasuk Ram Nechunyi ben Akana, the Pata, that there is an opinion that sefer ha-mikzoya is by whom? The Rabbi Nechananel. It's one of the early Rishonim. One of the early Rishonim. Nunu. It's also a collector's item. Pashto says we don't pass like Ram Nechunyi ben Akana. Only the shaila is though. We discussed already. The shaila is that there is a machlek zramei on the chachamim. Do you say come with the rabbi that malchus patas from mamon? Do you only say misa patas from mamon, or do you say malchus also patas from mamon? So we don't accept. Rabbi Meir holds loike mishalim, and we don't accept. I don't think there's anybody. Got to look. Maybe there is somebody. The regular in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept Rabbi Meir's opinion. We pass ganena loike mishalim. That this come levi the rabbi. So if malchus patas from mamon, so the gemara in Ksubis in the third paragraph gets the kasha and all these mishnayos here. Achayva b'chaver b'yom kippurim is not chayiv misa, but sof kol sof is chayiv malchus. He did a malacha yom kippur. If you chayiv misa on Shabbos, means you did a malacha. If you did a malacha on Shabbos, that's mechayiv misa. So if you do the malacha on yom kippur, you chayiv malchus. If you do it on yom kippur, you chayiv malchus. So Malkish should pater from Mamon. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos. This is a Chiddush Niflo. This is a Chiddush Niflo.
I think the Rambam in the Mishnayos,
right. The Bar Tanura got it from the Pirush HaMishnayos, right. The Bar Tanura quotes usually from the Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Rambam and the Bar Tanura have this original suggestion. That the Gemara raises a question and Ksub is there, Ein Adam Loike Mishalim. We don't pass like Rama, Ein Paskin, Ein Adam Loike Mishalim. So which punishment do we give him? Do we give him Loike Vein and Mishalim, or do we say Mishalim Vein and Loike? So it's a Machloike Samaroyim and the Gemara. Which punishment do we give him? Which punishment do we leave him from? So we Paskin La Locha that Loike Vein and Mishalim. You get the Malkus and you don't pay. Frek the Gemara, so everyone is Chayvo Bachaveiro. So how do you ever pay Nezik, Tzairi, Peshevis, and Boshes? So whoever is Chavah B'chaveroi is over on the lav. Rashi tells you on the top of Amud Beis. Top Rashi and Pei Zayin Amud Beis tells you, got it from the Gemara. The Gemara got it from the Chumash. The lav is Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. It says you're not allowed to give an extra halkah. When you're giving Malkus, you're not allowed to beat someone up. Even though there's a mitzvah to beat him up, you're not allowed to give him extra halkah. So if an Adonadam Roshu who deserves Lamites Malkus, you're not allowed to give him extra to Kalvachim, you're not allowed to give extra to, you're not allowed to beat up anybody else. Also, Lodom Lachbala Fila Bebito, Shain. So there's a lav of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, Achevel Bechavera. So why does the Torah ever say that you have to pay money? I should say, Kom Lebe de Rab Minei. That he gets the Malkus and he doesn't pay. So the Gemara answers, no, that's an exception to the rule. Beferi Shrips a Torah, Achevel Bechavera Le Tashlumin. That's an exception to the rule. That normally, when you have a case of Kam Levi Derab Minei, where there's Malkus and Mammon, so you say he's Loike, Ve'ena mishalim, and chayva b'chaveira is mishalim ein aloika. Allah says chayva b'chaveira chavola shepachis mishava pruto. If I punch someone, and it's not mafchis him midamav, I beat a person up. I fight, I push him, I punch him, and everything. He has black and blue marks. If you want to sell him as an Eved Knaini, he's going to wear clothes. No one's going to see the black and blue marks. Then they're going to say, I want to see what he looks like below the clothes. So they'll take off the clothes. All right, black and blue mark. He's going to pay the same amount of money. His value didn't go down. So there's nothing to pay. Oh, there's probably tsar over there. That's a bad example. That pays, in case you have to pay tsar. There's no nezek. Maybe there's a little boshes. I don't know. So let's say a case where there's no nezek tsari b'shavis boshes. There isn't even a penny to pay. Then the Gemara Taka says loike, then you do get malchus. The only reason why you don't get malchus is because eidon of loike mishala and beferish. So instead of saying loike bein mishala, you can't say that beferish yipsatoy chaver b'chaver l'tashlumin. So you got to pay. So once you pay, so you can't give malchus because eidon of loike mishala. But if it's a hakor hachavola shal pachas mishaver puto, then it's going to be loike. That's a din in the Gemara in the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Bar Tanuris say that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Achavo b'chaver b'yom kippurim is chayiv to pay. Why? Why don't you say that the Malkus of Yom Kippur should pater from the Mammon? So the Rambam and the Bar Tanuris say, you have a bigger question. The Malkus of Lo Yosef and Yosef should always pater from Tashlum. So the answer is, it's a chidush, a Yosef and a klal, an exception to the rule. The Feirish Yipsat Torah, the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Ksubis. The Rambam here, the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes the Gemara Ksubis, the Lashon. The Feirish Yipsat Torah, Chayvo B'Chaver Tashlumin, it breaks the rule of Loike Vein and Mishalem. So the Rambam says that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. So it's a very difficult Rambam. I looked in Kapach's edition to see if it exists. It exists there too. Word for word, exact same Rambam. He writes on the bottom of the page, Lo Yadayti Mekoro. He doesn't know where the Rambam got this Pshat from. It's a very difficult Rambam. The Pashto says that the Fereship Satura, Chavo B'Chaver LeTashlum is only vis-a-vis the Malkus of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, but it'll be another Malkus because it happens to be Yom Kippur also. So the Malkus of Yom Kippur will be administered and he'll be putter from paying the Tashlumin. The Fereship Satura is only when it's Malkus of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. So that doesn't, instead of giving Loike Ve'ena Mishalem, is Mishalem Ve'ena Loike. But here you have a Malkus Mimokamacher. The Malkus is Mitzad Yom Kippur. That's what the Rashashi asks. Along Arichis and the Rashash. A very Peladike Rambam, and the Bar Tinur always copies the Rambam. By the Shver Rambam, of Lechter Rambam, Bar Tinur always goes along with the Rambam. It's a very difficult. The Pashtas, the answer to the Mishnah is, either Resh Lakish will answer Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, a Meir holds Loike Mishalim. And Rabbi Yechanan does want to say that it's a Stam Mishnah Shalok. It is true, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but it's Shalok Halacha. So the Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's talking about a case where he was Chayva B'Chaver B'Yom Kippurim B'Li Hasro. So bottom line, he's not going to get. Lemaisa, he's not going to get the Malkus. So even though in Misa we say Chayva B'Chaver B'Shabbos is Potom Mipnei Shemischai B'Nash Mipnei Shendid B'Nafsho, that's based on Tana de Bechizkiya. Tana Bechizkiya is quoted before. Where is it on Lamed Hey? We just had the Mishnah Lamed Dal and Lamed Bey. So the Gemara Lamed Hey Amad Aleph quotes that Tana de Bechizkiya right in the middle of the Amad, right smack in the middle of Lamed Hey Amad Beis. That Lo Chilakta Ben Shoigig Lemezim. Chai B'Misa Shoigigim are also Pturim and Atashlumim. So Rabbi Yechanan and Ishlokish have a machlekes in the third parak in Ksubis in Eilan Aris, whether the din of Tana de Bechizkiya only applies to Misa and Mammon, or even applies to Malkus and Mammon. So we accept Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that it does not apply to Malkus and Mammon. So that's how we read, that's how Rabbi Yechanan reads the Mishnah. The Gemara there doesn't talk about this Mishnah, the Gemara talks about other Mishnahs, Kayetzav is there, the same thing. So the standard answer is not what the Rambam and the Bar Tanura gave in the Pirush HaMishnah. The standard answer is what Rabbi Yechanan gave in Ksubis. That is talking b'daloy asru bay. He's not getting the malchus for the chavala b'yam kippur. He's not getting the misa for the chavala b'shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's still tana de bechizkiya. It's still come with the rabbinate based on tana de bechizkiya. And on yam kippur, there is no tana de bechizkiya. Chavi malki shogigim are not pturim in atashlum. Ishlokish is stuck. Ishlokish holds not. So ishlokish holds chavi malki shogigim are also pturim in atashlum. And so he's stuck. So he has to say the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Tam Mishnah Rameh, that loike mishal. So this Rambam is really this Pirush HaMishnah Isla Rambam is that there's an irregular interpretation. The Pashtus is not like that. What does the Mishnah say about the Chevel Be'avidim Yichai B'kulim Chutz Min HaShevetz B'zman Shehu Shalom? We have a din, Kol Mashikon Evet Konara, but that only applies to an Evet Knaini. It doesn't apply to an Evet Ivri. So if I'm Chayvah Ba'abdu Shalom, that's the last line in the Mishnah. Chayvah Ba'abdu Knaini Shalom, Patam Mikulam. Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabbi. Let's say, I want to make an Erev for the building. So I have a box of matzahs, and you have to have a shutfus. All the Shabbos shops have to have a shutfus and the matzahs. So I give the box of matzahs to my Evet Knaini, and I tell him, pick it up at Tefach, and we find a shutfus for all the Shabbos shops who live in the building now. So the Mishnah says in Erevin that that's no good, because Eironim is like Holiday Atzma. That's like I'll pick up the box of matzahs in my right hand, I'll put it in my left hand, and I'm saying, I'm picking it up on behalf of all the Shabbos shops in the building. That doesn't work. In order to make a Kenyan, you need first to be, it should be Yotze Meshus Marakam, and then to be Nichtan sent to the Meshus of the Marabas. I pick it up from my right hand to the left hand. It never left my Meshus. So the din is that Minatara Kol Mashikon Evet Kan Rabba Vayevet Knaini, that Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabba, that's a din deraisa. So when I give the box of matzahs to the Evet, it's like taking it from my right hand to the left hand. Literally, Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabba, never left my Meshus. So you don't treat the Evet Knaini as if he's an independent bailim. He doesn't have his own, can't have his own bailis on anything. So that's when the Mishnah says, "Achayv Evet Knaini Shalom Pata Mikulam." How can I be mechuyif to pay money? It's like saying I'm mechuyif. I have to pay myself nezik tzar ripei shavus and boshes. There's no one to pay to. I'm the chayvel. I'm the nechbal. I'll cut off my arm. You're not mechuyif to pay to yourself. What do you mean? I was chayvel my Evet Knaini. Pata mikulam. What should I have to say? I'm mechuyif to pay to my Evet Knaini. That's like saying mechuyif to pay to myself. It's going to be kol mashikana and kana rabba. It's going to go back to me. But in Evet Ivri, you don't say kol mashikana Evet kana rabba. And Evet Ivri is a separate. You don't say Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabba. The Mishnah says in Erev. And if I want to be Mizaka the Erev, Ayudei Evet Ivri Shali, Ayudei Omo Hivriya Shali, that's fine. The Gemara just raises the question, Ayudei Omo Hivriya, by definition, the Omo Hivriya is a Ktana. So how can a Ktana be Zeichel Acherim? So the Gemara in Gitna has a whole discussion. They were Mekel, because the Erev Echatzer is only with the Rabbanah, so they were Mekel. That's an issue. But leaving out the issue of the Ktana, that's normal. Evet Ivri and Amo Ivriya, that's a separate bailus. That's not Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabba. If I give the box of matzahs to the Evet Knaini, that's like putting it from my right hand to my left hand. If I give it to my Evet Ivri, that's like giving it to a different person. So that's good. So that's what the Mishnah makes a contrast. If it's my Evet Ivri, so I don't pay him Shevis, he's going to be my Evet Ivri for another 3 years, and the Shevis is only the next month and a half. So all the Shevis is mine. He's mechiv to do malacha for me. So of course I don't pay him the Shevis. But achal the Evet Knaini Shalom, pata mikulam. I'm mechiv to pay to the Evet, but it goes back to me. So I don't have to give anything to the Evet. Tosis just has a shaila. This is a famous Tosis. It appears in Gittin also 2 days in Tosis. Evet Knaini Shalom, pata mikulam. The Gemara in Gittin says, "Achayvel be'evet knaini shel acherim." You have to pay all the chamisha dvarim, nezek tzarei b'shevis bash, and all the money goes to the yodon, except for the ripui. The yodon has no right to pocket the money from the ripui. The money that the chayvel pays the yodon, the bal ha'evet, for the ripui of the evet, has to go towards healing the evet. The bal ha'evet is not allowed to keep that money. So Tosfos fakta kasha. So if I'm chayvel be'evet knaini sheli, so why does the Mishnah say Pata Mikulam? I should say Pata from the Abba Dvarim. But from the Ripoy, I should be Mukhiv to give the money to the Yevet to be Merapihim. So Tosis has 2 days what the din is. So one day in Tosis says, no, that's only if someone else is Chayvel Bevek Naini Shali, he's Mukhiv to pay all the Chamisha Dvarim. Why not? So, but Kol Masha Kana Avikana Rabbis, it goes to the Yodon. But the Yodon can't pocket the money for the Ripoy. It has to be Merapi Yevet. Let's say you're chayvel b'chaveiro, so you're going to pay the chamisha dvar. How much do you pay for ripui? Bez necessis. Then the nechbal is going to take the money and put it in the bank account, and he won't go to the doctor. So we had the Gemara said before, the chayvel can say, give me back the money. I don't want to pay you the ripui if you're not going to be merapi yourself with the money. So the same over here. What the Choybel Bebekanayin is going to pay Hamisha Dvarim, and the Odom is going to pocket the money, and they'll let the Yevit suffer. If you get the repo money, so you have to use it for the purpose of refuah. Otherwise, the Choybel can say, I want the money back. But if he's Choybel Bebekanayin is shalos, one day he says he doesn't have to pay anything. He's not Mechuyib more than anybody else. He's a Jewish, Bebekanayin is a Jewish person who's in pain. So we have to do something to raise money. We have to go raise money to help him out. But the Odom is not more Mechuyib than anybody else to pay for the reaper. That's one day in Taisus. Then the other day in Taisus says no, that Abadi he does have to pay reaper. First day in Taisus, the third line, Yeshlem Enachanami, Potem Kulm Hainu Chutzmana reaper. Abadi reaper you do pay. And the last line in Taisus is not so. Al Kenirish Yeshlachal, Kachem Chalmbay, and the Rav is Chevel Bebek Nine Shalom, is Potter Afilamina reaper. 2 days in Taisus. So what's the Nikudas Amachlaik? Is what are they fighting about? So in the Yeshiva Seps they say two suggestions, two issues involved in. What's the chiv, basic chiv ripui? Is the chiv ripui to pay an amount of money with which he can heal himself, or is the chiv ripui is to heal him? So we had the Gemara before, there were stiris in the mashmois. Let's say the chayvel himself is a doctor. And he says, why should I pay you money? I'm the best one in the field. I'll do the surgery. So the guy says, no. I'm afraid you're going to kill me. You already chopped off my arm. I'm afraid. So what is it? What does he have to say? I'm afraid. Dam yisalai ka'arva, ka'aryeh, I'm afraid of you. Let him just say, what do you mean you're going to be merapin me? Pay me the money. You're mechuyev to pay. Pay me the money. So from that gemara, it would appear that the basic chiv is to be merapin. Then you have the next line that contradicts. On the gemara, I'm pei hei, I'm an aleph. There are contradictions in the mashmos, whether the chiyuv is to pay the mei ripui, or the chiyuv is to be merapi the person. But some want to say that those are the 2 days here. When do you say a choyvel bevit k'nai nishalo can't be mechuyev to pay anything to the bevit? And kol mashkan ever kana rabba. How can I be mechuyev to pay from my right hand to my left hand? How can I be mechuyev to pay to my bevit k'nai? But let's say I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin on my arm. So if there would be a din in the Torah, I have to put on tefillin on my yevid zon. That'd be mechuyev. So if there would be a din, I have to be merap in my yevid. Let's say if there would be a din in the Torah, I have to be merap in myself. So I'm mechuyev. You can have a chiyuv ben adam liatzmo. We have three kinds of mitzvahs. You have ben adam lamakam, ben adam lachaver, ben adam liatzmo. You have mitzvahs ben adam liatzmo. So you can have, if the chiyuv is to pay an amount of money for ripui, the same as the other rabbah dvarim, so then it doesn't make sense to say that there's a chiv to pay the Eved Kenani. So that's the last line. It says, Al Kenirish, Yesh Lechalek, Ben Achem, Chavlim Bo, Ben Arab, Atzmo, Chavlim Bo. Shrazocha Bacho. And the first day in Tais says, no, that the chiv is to be merapid, the chiv is to be merapid in Echbal. So that you can have a chiv, even though he's my Eved. You only say, Kol Masha, Kon Eved, Kon Rabba, regarding an amount of money. But if the basic chiv of Ripa is to be merapid, the Echbal, so even if you say the Eved Knaini is like my hand, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbis, it's like my hand, so it's the chiv to be merap in my hand. Sof Kol Sof, he is another person, he's not a human being. He's not the same person as me, so there's a chiv to be merap in him. So that could be that's the issue in Taisus. Or Inami Yeshleimer, you could say another slightly different mahalo. Even if one should assume that the chiyuv is to pay money, he'd still say, when do you say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, that's only on a chiyuv mamon stam. But if the chiyuv mamon is for the purpose of being merapi, maybe that yet. Anyway, it's 2 days in Tesis. How do you read the Mishnah? Chayvo by B'chayni Shalom, Pata Mikulam. Would he take that literally or not?
Do we say like a woman that if you say like I'm giving the end of this, the kid like appears so the Adam won't have it? That work? Is that
all? Same shayla. So the Gemara puts it together in the Dharma. Then it's shayla with the Yavin and with the Isha. Yeah. Same issue. Eved is a bigger problem. Tosafot points out, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba is a Din D'oraisa. Yad Ishi Kiyad Baila Kol Mashkan Sin Shkan, but that's only a Din D'rabbanan. and it's not the same. Yad Eved Komash Kon Eved Kon Rabbi means 100%. Whatever the Eved acquires belongs 100% to the Adon. Yad Ikishik Yad Bible just means that Baal is Echel Peres. He doesn't get the 100% for everything that she gets. The Tosafot points out it's not exactly 100% the same, but nonetheless the Gemara puts the two together. So Tosafot says, but Tosafot Kedushin says it's not the same, so there's room to distinguish. Maybe by Yevet, if you give an Amanashi and the Rabbi Rishuzba, maybe the Adon is still not Kainan. Maybe the Adon is still Kainan. Maybe the Adon is still Kainan and the Yevet is not Kainan, because that's a Din Deraisa. But by the Isha, or the whole Din of Yadishi Kad Baila is only the Rabban, it's not 100%. So maybe there, if you give Amanashi and the Baila Rishuzba, maybe then it will help. So Tez wants to split Lipsak Halacha, but in the Gemara it's put together. Yeah. Why not? The only thing is, to whom do you pay the money? So the Gemara says you pay everything to the Adon, except for the repo you have to give to the Eved. Abuda main lavadim boishes. Abuda has a gzeris akosiv. The Gemara is going to explain. Abuda has a gzeris akosiv that achoyv of the Eved knaini is only chayv abodvarm. Boishes you don't pay. Ein lavadim boishes adin. Ain lava then boshes. Cherushet v'katim pigiyosam ra. Why? Because they're lab bar das, so they're lab bar chiyuve. The lab bar, so they don't have to pay. Chavu b'em chay b'hem shchavu b'achem abtur. Yeah. Then the Mishnah. Here's the question: do you pause or do you keep on reading quickly? Over the Yishu pigiyosam ra. Chavu b'em chay b'hem shchavu b'achem abtur. Why is hem shchavu b'achem abtur? It's not the same. Cherushet v'katim lab b'nei deya, so they're lab b'nei chiyuve. Eved v'ha'isha are b'nei deya, they're b'nei chiyuva, but they have no assets. Because the Eved doesn't have his own Eved Knani, he has no money, kol mashkana rabbi. The isha is kol mashkana, so isha kana barla. She has no independent assets either. Bizmana tanoim. Bizmana said they have their own bank account. Bizmana tanoim, how can the wife have her own bank account? Is that possible? Kol mashkana, so isha kana barla. Is that possible, that the wife has her own bank account? I have to learn a little more. Okay, I have to see. So the Mishnah says, "Avam Mishalim Lachazman." When is that? Nizgar Shehu Ish and Nizgaro Hevet Chayovim Lishalim. They'll get assets later. B'shaita they were bnei chiyuvet. They did become a chiyuv to pay. So if it'll be Nishtachra Hevet or Nizgar Shehu Isha, then Chayovim Lishalim. Then they'll get assets left to pay. So the question is, do you read this all together? Cherushet v'katim kiyosam ruah. Everything is b'neshima achas. So Aval Mishama Lachazman goes on the Cheru Shaita V'Katan also. So the Shaita probably not going to straighten out. What, we're going to send him to a psychiatrist? Can I make my Shaita? The Cherish is retarded. The Katan is going to grow up. Katan is going to become Bar Mitzvah. So that's the Shaita, whether the Katan Shehigdil, Katan Shehizik or Shechoval, then Higdil. Do you say Mishama Lachazman or not? So that's a famous Hagos Oshri. That's a famous one. This is quoted by the Ramah. Ramon Hilchos Shabbos quotes this. That Agos Oshri says that the Cherushet V'Katan, the line Misham Alachazman goes on both, goes on everybody here. The Giyosan Ra Eved Isha P'Giyosan Ra, but Misham Alachazman goes on everybody. So the Shoite and the Cherush, there ain't going to be no Lachazman, but the Katan is going to be Higdil. So the Katan Shehigdil does have to pay. So it brings a Hechacha from the Gemara on Tzadik Ches. He quotes, the Gemara has the machloikis, whether danin and din in the gami, aloi danin and din in the gami. What's an example of din in the gami? Asarif teroisov shal chaveroi. I burn somebody's shtar, and then when the loiva finds out that the malva shtar was burned, so the loiva says, I never borrowed any money. If the loiva is an honest guy, he'll pay the money even though the malva shtar is gone. But the loiva is, it's a lot of money, and the loiva tells a lie. He says, I never borrowed any money. The malva doesn't have a shtar to prove. So then the one who burnt his shtar made it impossible for him to collect. Is a machlekes Rameh and a Chacham whether danin and din in the gami. I indirectly caused, when you burn the shtar, you didn't burn the chiyuv, but you burnt the riot. So the malva won't be able to prove that the loiv owes him any money. So if the loiv is a wise guy, he won't want to pay. So the Gemara says, that's how we paskin halachik Rameh, the danin and din in the gami. So the Gemara says, about 13 lines from the top. Havi Uvda, right before the two dots. Havi Uvda, it once happened, the Kafye Rafram le Ravashi, Ravashi, Grand Rabbi Ravashi, burned someone's shtar chayuv. Vashi broke into someone's office at night, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he burned someone's shtar chayiv in order that he shouldn't be able to collect money from the loiva. And then the police caught him, and Raphram was the judge, and Raphram said to Ravashi, Danidin didn't gamiva, agvibe kikshur litzalma. He made him pay the full amount because Danidin didn't gamiva. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha, the holy tzaddik Ravashi burned someone's shtar. What's going on? Ravashi was a religious man. He was a tzaddik. So Rashi writes, Shesarav shtar chaver bial duso. He was a child and he did it. It was before he got a smicha, before he was the famous Ravashi. He was a wild prankster when he was young. So when he was a child, he burned someone else's shtar. So the Hagos Ashri understands that the word Yaldusa means Bekat Nusa, before Bar Mitzvah. He can say Bialdusa, he was a teenager. After Bar Mitzvah, he was a wild kid. And then he decided, he went to Eretz Yisrael for a year, and he straightened out, and he started to learn. So that's what the Hagos Ashri understands, that the word Bialdusa on Rashi means Bekat Nusa. So Akot Nushahigdil is Chayv to pay, Al Mesham Alach Hazman. So that's the Shaila. Rav Soloveitchik had a comment. He thought this was his first year in Bava Kamma. He started the first Mishnah. So he pointed out that in order we have a rule, Ein Oinshin Al Mekayim Asirin. What does that mean? Ein Oinshin Al Mekayim Asirin. So the teachers in school usually say they're warning all the students in advance that if they're going to do this, they're going to get a lower grade, whatever. Ein Oinshin Al Mekayim Asirin. So that's not what it means. In the Gemara, what it means is you can't get a Naina Shaguf, you can't get Misa Malkus, unless you violated a Lav, an Asorah. And the Kem Asim, unless you violate an Asorah. There's another din. You can only give a Naina Misa Malkus if there's Hasroah, but that's not what's meant by the statement, Einanshim Kem Asir. Masir means an Asorah Slav. You have to have a Lav and a Turk. What about to pay money? What about to have to, let's say, a Mazik, a Chayvel has to pay money? Do we have to find a pasuk in the Chumash that says that it is an avera to be mazik someone, it is an avera to be chayvul b'chare, it's an avera to steal, but when you say all the obvious nezikin, that a person has to pay money, if he's negligent, his behemah is mazik, he's chayvul, whatever, do you say that the chiyuv to pay money is because he violated an avera? So that's what Tosfos and Makis interprets in the Mishnah and Makis, Shaloi Hashem hamvin l'day malkus mevin l'day tashlumin. You need a lav and a chumish in order to give malchus, but you don't need a lav and a chumish in order to pay tashlum. Even knas. You don't even have to have violated a lav, you don't have to have violated an avera in order to pay knas. It doesn't make any sense. The Torah should penalize me unless I did something wrong. So obviously there is some avera. But in principle, al pi halacha, you don't have to search for a lav. You only have to find an avera, a lav, in order to administer oinish aguf, malchus and misa. In order to pay someone, pay mom, and that's how Tosfos translates the words of the Mishnah. Shaloi Hashem ha-mevin l'day malchus, mevin l'day tashlumin. The lav that's needed to give malchus is not needed to make a chiyuv tashlumin. To make a chiyuv tashlumin, you don't have to have violated any lav. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik was discussing in the opening shir on Bava Kamma. He said, Odom ha-mazik and aniske mamon achayv, you don't have to have violated an aver. What about boshes? So we just had the Gemara with Reb Yude. There were three versions of Reb Yude. Reb Yude holds Suma ain la boshes. A Suma should be Eish is not chayv to pay. So we learned that it only goes on boshes. And then we learned there were three versions, there were three brises, three versions of Reb Yude. So the first version of Reb Yude, the Tanya, Masisin hit 13 lines from the bottom of Peivav on the base. So the Gemara quotes Masisin like Reb Yude, Tan Reb Yude, Masisin la boshes, Chen Reb Yude, Peiter, from Golas, from Malkus, from Misa, and from Boshes. What do they all have in common? They're all Onshim. Yudu holds that a Summa is a Lab Bar Onshim. He's a Bar Chiyuve. If the Summa is Mazik, he has to pay Nezek. And the Pashtus says the Summa, his Chayvel, has to pay Nezek Tzari Poisheves. Just Boshes he holds, you don't pay. Boshes he holds belongs to the category of Onshim. Just like Malkus, Misa, Golas. Malkus, Misa, and Golos, Boshes belongs to that category of Onshin. We said, let's say, Lemoshel. The Rambam holds, Ein Manishin B'Shabbos. The Rambam lists off in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam lists off in the beginning of the whole Mishnah Torah, he lists off which are the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Rambam says the mitzvah to learn Torah is to learn all the, to know what are the Taryag mitzvahs and to know all the details, every nitty gritty detail of each one of the Taryag mitzvahs. People think that the mitzvah of learning Torah means to chakirve, about to delve into, to philosophize that. That's not what the Rambam holds. Maybe someone else holds that. The Rambam holds the mitzvah of limanat Torah is to know what are the Taryag mitzvahs and to know all the nitty gritty details. Once in a while you have to philosophize in order to figure out what a detail is. Okay. But the main mitzvah of Liman HaTorah is to know all the details. So the Rambam introduces the Mishnah Torah with the Sefer Mitzvahs. He tells you which are the 630 mitzvahs. And every section, he tells you, I'm going to discuss in this section the following 10 mitzvahs. I'm going to discuss in the next session the following 15 mitzvahs. And he gives you a list. And then he says at the end of the whole Mishnah Torah, now we've just completed all the 613 mitzvahs. Now you know Kol HaTorah Kulam. So at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam quotes two different mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. One is Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, and the other mitzvah is Lo Sabar Resh B'chol Mosh Hasechem B'Yayim HaShabbos. So the Mogen Avraham asks, what is Lo Sabar Resh? It's a repeat of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says in Yevamos and in Sanhedrin that if not for that pasuk Lo Sabar Resh B'chol Mosh Hasechem B'Yayim HaShabbos, one would have thought that Misas Bezdin is Doicha Shabbos through a Kal V'chaimer. But the pasuk says that if the murderer who's chay of misa is a kohen and he wants to be makav karbonis, and he's the only kohen in the world, and if we're going to give him the death penalty, we're going to miss the opportunity of being makav karbonis. So the Torah says nonetheless, misa's bezin is derech akrabas kol karbonis kulam, and akrabas karbonis tzibur derech shabbos to meet him himself not derech shabbos. So if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's a kal v'chaimer. That's the Kal V'chaimer of Yesh B'chlam Masai Monim. Two kinds of Kal V'chaimer. So that's also a Kal V'chaimer. A better Kal V'chaimer, stronger form of Kal V'chaimer. So the Gemara says, if Mises Bezdin is Doiche, Akrovas Kol HaKarbonos, and Karbonos are Doiche Shabbos, so Mises Bezdin should be a Kal V'chaimer that is Doiche Shabbos. And I should say that you're allowed to be Mahal Shabbos in order to administer Mises Bezdin. So that's what the Pasuk tells me. Lo Sevarish B'chol Moshe Sechem, Moshavis means Moshe Bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to be Machal Shabbos to administer Mises Bezdin. So the Mogen Avraham asks, that's not a reason to count this as a separate law. There would have been a mistake in half a minute to think that Mises Bezdin is Derech Shabbos, Kamashma on the Pasuk, that it's not. So the Meir, let's enact the Chil Shabbos. So once you listed the law of Lesasaka Malachi, you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. So it includes also Mises Bezdin. So the answer is, they all point out, the answer is the Rambam words it differently. The Rambam says, that law, Lesavar Ra'esh, teaches me that there's an Isser Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Manish even if there's no Chilul Shabbos. Not only Mrs. Bezdin where there's Netilas Neshama, let's say to put somebody in Cherem where there's no Netilas Neshama. The Bezdin just gets up and they declare, we're putting this man in Cherem. So many Achareinim say to put someone in Cherem on Shabbos is an Isser of Lo Sevarish B'chol Mashem Sefer Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. So that's why the Rambam counts it as a separate law. So it could well be, that's why Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix. He had a suffix. What if Bezdin will force a person to pay knas on Shabbos? Maybe paying a knas is an einish. But let's say paying boishes. That's what it sounds like from the first brisa. There are three versions of Rabbi Yudah. So the first version of Rabbi Yudah is that Asuma is a la baronshin.
The Gemara earlier says boishes is a moment. They're steering.
The Gemara says boishes is knas. The Gemara says boishes is knas. The Taisa says it's la dafke. Rashi seems to learn it's kipshuta. So the Taisa says no, it's not literally. Not to be taken literally. Here the Taisa says Chavzayin on the base, and the same thing at the beginning of Achayva. The Taisa says not to be taken literally that Boishes is Knas. It's really Momen.
More earlier, like Knas Alokamayri, Gemara says we're talking about Boishes also.
Ah, yeah. Okay. It could be it's not Knas, but it's still an Oynish. That's the first version of Rabbi Yudah. He puts together Misa, and Golos, Malkus, and Boishes. And Boshes. So the Pashtus says that Boshes is an Onesh, like the other three. So this Rav Soloveitchik didn't talk about, he just spoke about Knas. He said, it could be that Knas is also considered an Onesh, and it could be that if the Bezim will force a person to pay Knas on Shabbos, that would be in violation of Lo Sevarish B'chol Mosh Hasechem, according to that Rambam, Shalom Lanesh. Could be, could be, no. Could be, even though paying a Knas is an Onesh, could be the Lav only goes on an Onesh Aguf, a Malkus Amisa. Cherem is also an Onesh Aguf. He's going to drop dead. Cherem means a curse that the fellow should drop dead. So Cherem is also an Onesh Aguf. Cherem is more similar to Misa and Malkus than paying Boshes. Could be that if they'll force him to pay boshas on Shabbos, since it's not an onish aguf, there won't be a violation. But the pashtus is that the Gemara is singling out boshas. So when Rav Soloveitchik gave the shi'ah, he assumed that Rav Yehuda holds summa patam in aboshas means patam from all the chamisha dvar. I don't know why he assumed like that. So he assumed that there's a fundamental difference between chayvel and mazik. He thought that mazik is a chayv tashlumin, and chayvel is an oinish. So he thought that this hagosah was difficult. Even if you read the Rashi on Tzadik Chesam and Beis, as saying that a cotton shehizik bikatnuso chayv l'shalim l'kishiyagdil, and that's quoted in the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos when there's a siman about chinuch habanim. So the Ramah quotes that. He quotes that Hagos Ashmi, that a cotton sheizik bekatnuso should pay when he becomes a gadol. Based on Hagos Ashmi, he's understanding our Rashi. Yalduso means bekatnuso. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, even if you should assume like that, that would only make sense by cotton sheizik, not by cotton shechaval, because chaval is an einish, pei chamish dvarim is an einish, v'harai from Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like the old Rav Yehuda. But Rav Yehuda puts together Chavala, that's what he thought. Puts together Chavala with Misa and Golis and Malkus, that shows that Chavala b'chaver d'chiv to pay chamisha dvarim is an oinesh. So Kotna is a la baronshin. How can you say l'kishe yagdal is chayv to pay? That was his thing. I don't know. That's very... Agos Ashri has the comment on this Mishnah. He was disagreeing with Agos Ashri. He thought even if you hold that, that's Pshat and Rashi, but you can't make the comment on the Mishnah like that, because Mishnah is clearly talking about Achoyvel behem chai behem shechoyvel b'chem turim. The Mishnah is talking about Chavola. So he didn't like this Hagos Ashri, that you read it together. Cherushat v'kot, he reads together with Eved v'yishan, you read it together, Amal Mesham Alachazman, Alachazman goes on the cotton also. He thought that it can't be. He thought that this is an oynish and a cotton for sure is a la baronsh. Pash, this is that a cotton is a la bar chiyuv also, not only a la baronsh. Even if you should assume that only boshes is an onish and nezik is not an onish, you don't need an aveir. Eloi Hashem hamvina de malchus mevina de tashlum. You don't need a lav. Paying nezik is not an onish, it's a sachiv. But a kotn is a lav bar chiyuv. Not only is a kotn sheizik is not bechiyuv to pay like a sheyagda. The pashtus is the whole Rashi never said it. Pashtus Rashi meant bialdus after bar mitzvah, not before bar mitzvah. That's a difficult hagosash.
There are rayas, skilling there in the Ramah bring rayas that a katan has a maisa avera.
Right, that's the Magen Avraham has a discussion whether a maisa avera of a katan is considered a maisa avera or not. Right, that's a different show. Yeah. But the katan b'shas maisa, well, it's katan for sure is a la baronsh and is a la bar chiyuva. So how can you say that the chiyuv is chal just that you can't collect it now? Later you can't collect it. The Ramam only has the katan shalova chay l'shalom l'kishayagdo. That's the Rambam is quoting from the Tshuvas HaGadim, that's quoted in Chosh HaMishpah. A cotton shehizik is not chayv to pay. His chayv is midas, that yes. A cotton shalov, a cotton shekono. Whenever there's a his chayv is midas, even a cotton is a la bardas, but if he's intelligent enough to understand what he's doing, he's running a business for himself. So the Rambam says a cotton shalov is chayv l'shalem, l'kishayagdil. Because man is a cotton, the bezin won't force him to pay. But l'kishayagdil, we will make him pay, because he accepted that obligation upon himself. Same thing, cotton shikona, cotton bought something. So a mekach is a hischaivis midas. But if the cotton is mazik, that's not a hischaivis midas. So the pashtus says, afilu l'kishe yagdil is not chayv to pay. Not like this hagos ashu. This is a shver hagos ashu. Okay, we'll stop here. People want to go weiter tomorrow? People interested in pasha, chumash? How many people want to go weiter? Not too many. Okay, so we'll do some chumash. These are the marmot comments with today's chabur. Who can I give it to? Give it to you. Make some copies. I get it.